For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, guys. Wow, an exciting week of sports. For the summer, it's really starting to heat up. The sports are great. We got a lot to talk about. We're supposed to have a full studio. Two out of three people aren't here, but the three that are here, it's good enough. It's important enough. We got the one, the only Red State team with us. And today, a very special pop-in. The knower is the lover, the one, the only Fight Nandy Candace, everybody.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for coming, but we always enjoy you coming in. Guys, a lot of stuff to talk about, but let's pay the bills really quick. As you know, BetDSI, BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI, use PUNCHDRUNK, promo code, get $10 betting cash. Takes 2 or 3 hours to get that cash, but you will get that cheddar, okay? Go to Caveman Coffee, use PUNCHDRUNK, get that coffee, dog, rock those teas. Do some ointment. I think Caveman Coffee's selling cocaine soon. Get that Caveman cocaine. Go get punch drunk. Use that. Also, very excited. Go. You guys are killing it, in my opinion. You guys are killing it on the Amazon wish list. We very much thank you guys. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Use the Amazon links. Please help us. Help you help us. The more you dedicate to us, the more we're going to be able to put back into the show. And we're going to get into the Patreon. I'm probably going to have James call in because he's come up with this elaborate set of rules and stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting because we keep getting these. You and I do the things on Thursday. I couldn't do this Thursday, but and I don't think you could either. But Sam and I have been trying to do them weekly where we just do a little half hour Patreon thing.
Yeah, go on.
And, you know, to specifically talk about that. And we come up with all these tiered things that we do. And then I get like 3 texts a day from James that are like, guys, here's what it should be. It should be on a 10-point must system and 8 points get you. And I'm just, it confuses me.
It does.
Like, we need to have a central, like, hey, man, here's what it
like
all is.
Like a central bank.
Like, I have five pages of written. You have a bunch of it in your computer.
Yeah.
James has all these texts.
Yeah.
They're all great, valid ideas, but. If you ask me right now what happens if you donate $15 on Patreon, I mean, I got a few guesses. This guy.
Hi, John. How are you?
This guy.
John, sit down over there.
I got a few guesses.
Yeah.
But.
Why did Stuttering John just walk into the studio? What's going on?
There's nobody out there.
What do you mean?
I don't know. The place is pretty hard to find.
Okay. But why are you here?
Wasn't I supposed to be?
No.
Didn't you ask me to be here at noon? Are you fucking with me?
Did I ask you to be here?
Yeah.
When?
Are you doing anything tomorrow from noon to 2? Why? I would love to have you on Punch Drunk for both.
Oh, fuck. I sent out 2. Sit down right there. Stuttering John, welcome to the show.
John Melendez,
everybody. It's even more packed than I thought before. John, welcome to the show.
All right. Now, who's the asshole?
I'm the asshole.
But that was hilarious because Brady Matthews is also
he's here too.
But so we're like, oh yeah, go let him in, and then you come through the door like a magic trick, and I'm like, oh
yeah. But here's the thing, Tebow.
I think we're being robbed.
He texted me about 5 minutes ago.
Obviously,
where are you?
You just read the text.
Yeah, no, yeah. And now he's like shocked that I'm here.
Let me see it.
Wait, you think it's not from him?
No,
from
I'm
you?
Not saying it's not true. I don't remember doing it.
Remember, because I asked you to bring
it on
beer.
Your phone?
I said bring beer, and then
you did.
Yes.
But I thought that was Brady.
What? Who drinks more beer than me? Look.
This is so. I have the wrong. I have your name under Brady Matthews.
All right, so you didn't fucking want me here.
No, I do want you here. I'm totally fine with that. I'm totally, dude. John, look at me. Look at me.
Your phone.
I'm very happy you're here.
All right. Hang
on. Okay.
But I could have been sleeping still.
No, I'm happy you're here.
You and me both, brother. Your phone has Stuttering John Melendez saved as Brady Matthews.
No.
So what is Brady Matthews in your phone as?
Faggot.
Text John Melendez. See who it goes to.
Okay. There we go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, John. We're happy you're here. What's the name of your podcast, by the way?
The Stuttering John Podcast.
The Stuttering John Podcast.
This is unbelievable. This could only be.
Does it surprise you, really?
Not with really, us, by stone drunk comics. What else could happen?
This is even better. Exactly. It's even better.
The funny thing is, Fight Nanny's outside doing circles trying to
get
find Brady
here.
Matthews. Little does she know, Brady Matthews is already here.
This is like Keystone Cops right now.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this one.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. First of all, he gets angry at me that I show up, and he goes, "What are you doing here?" I go, "What do you mean? You asked me to come." He goes, "No, I didn't."
There was a little bit of anger.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Sit down right there. Why are you even here?
Say that.
Yes, you did. Play back the tape. He goes, "Why are you even here?"
We don't have that technology right now. Okay, we can't go in reverse.
All right, but don't worry.
I love you. Stop it. Stop it.
No, I'm just telling you a girl
he's
here.
Got Brady Matthews saved in his phone.
What?
But it's his number.
Yeah, but it's my number. So I go.
Brady Matthews texts him, "Hey, I'm here." He sends you out to look for Brady Matthews.
Brady Matthews was like, "I can't find him."
He karate kicks the door in like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, "Hey, who ordered Kool-Aid?"
great show.
I thought I was being punked.
Dude, I'm
I swear, I thought I was being punked.
Dude, can I look at you and say this right in the eye?
What?
I'm happy you're here.
Oh, no, it's cool, dude.
I'm very happy you're
I'm
here.
Glad I was
I'm
second
a
John,
big fan of yours, Brady.
I'm glad I was
John,
second
you're
choice.
A funny guy, and you're a really good dude. So I'm glad you're here. It worked out even better.
Why did you save him as that?
I just had him on my podcast.
Why are you pointing to her and saying him?
He's telling me he had you.
Oh. Hey, James is trying to call in, Aaron.
Oh, can I get a water like you guys, or you have
what?
To
That's right in front of you.
Oh, shit.
That's yours.
How come it's not calling in here?
Yeah, there's one for each mic.
How come we're not getting it here?
And your name is?
Candace. So you're nice. John?
I'm John.
Nice to meet you.
Was that you I saw walking?
Yes, I was going to look for you.
She was looking for Brady Matthews.
But I didn't know who I was looking for, apparently.
And, of course, he doesn't write the suite number down.
I want to know.
I mean, all he writes is...
He didn't even know you were coming. He thought it was Brady Matthews.
All he writes is ATC, and then, you know, I'm looking for... I'm like, I don't see any ATC.
How'd you find it, then? Because you...
Well, then I put together all things comedy or whatever.
You did it all by yourself.
Yeah, I had to. I mean, look, I want to show you, Candace. Can I just show you one thing? I mean, this is just very important to me, that I show you one thing. What does it say? What name comes up?
Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
Your name is now in my phone!
1975.
What does that say, Tebow?
Yeah, that says Sam, Brady Matthews.
Sam Tripoli. Sam Tripoli.
1975.
God damn it.
1975.
What do you mean 1975?
That's his passcode on his phone. John Melendez.
John's phone is 1975.
Oh, you want to hear this?
Yeah.
I just lost my girlfriend. You know why?
Why?
Because she hacked into my phone and then broke up because of some text that was ridiculous.
What text?
What a bitch.
Was it shady?
No, but this is the second time.
Stuttering John. Of course it's shady.
This is the second time she hacked into my phone. That's it. You're done.
But yeah, why?
You don't hack into someone's phone.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So she hacked into your
phone. So you dumped her.
Well, now, of course, she wants me back, but no.
Yeah, no, I agree. She shouldn't
move
be doing
on, John.
That.
Yeah.
You dumped her for going through your phone. And she didn't dump you for what she found in the phone.
Well, she assumed she found something, but it was so... It's a long story. She's bisexual. She was trying to hit one of my girlfriends, which I said, it's okay. The girl turned around, turned her down, saying that she's not that desperate, and then she got mad, and then I didn't defend her.
Dude, threesomes are fucking minefields, by the way.
Who cares?
Yeah, it does care.
You got a guaranteed out now, by the way. Because anytime that happens to you again, you can always like have them refer back to this podcast and go, that's not my friend Melinda. That's Sam Tripoli. I'm, all my numbers in my phone aren't who they really are.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, you're full of shit. I go, watch this podcast. You'll see. It happens to me all the time.
Rude, dude.
That was the best. Everybody in the scenario thought they were being punked.
You got to tell people at the Comedy Store of this story.
Oh, tell the tale. Tell the tales. Never forget. Tell the children of me. Let the generations know. Guys, a lot of shit is going on.
So back to the Patreon. Back to the
Well, I'm waiting to get James to get this thing to work before we get into it. I just want to get into it.
What are you guys, you know, what is the show about?
Oh, this show that you're on?
Mistaken Identities.
It's a sports show. It's a sports show.
Good, because I just talked to my brother when I was driving here going, who are we going to pick as our first round back in our fantasy football? Ezekiel Elliott is under domestic violence. Le'Veon Bell is suspended for four games. Who's going to be the number one?
I'd still take Elliott. I'm being dead serious with you. He's not going to get shit because that story's full of shit. And they're going to find, dude, everybody around here is like, we didn't see anything happen. They're like, it happened.
Have you seen the elevator footage?
Yeah. but four people in the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your fuck up. I fucked up your name. You fucked up Ray Rice.
No, I was kidding.
No, okay.
I'll tell you who the Rams running back.
Oh, Gurley.
Oh, yeah.
Gurley.
Yeah,
I think
Todd Gurley.
You think
he's a Gurley man.
All right, before
he's a Gurley man.
Let's finish this up. We'll get into Patreon as soon as we figure out how to get James on the phone call. Or should we just do it from your thing?
Yeah, might as well.
What the hell is Patreon? Because I was on a show
yesterday.
We're
going to get into that. 2 seconds. Just give me one. PunchDrunkSports.com. Listen, guys, podcast channel is going. The All Comedian Sports podcast channel is up and running. We got Tom Segura, Ian Edwards, Brett Ernst, Brody Stevens, this podcast, and several more. Support. Go to PunchDrunkSports.com. Support the website. We have a bunch of people coming. We got the guys from the we got a whole bunch of great podcasts. Check it out. And we need writers. Go to PunchDrunkSports.com, click the banner with the monkeys who look like they're typing. If you can't find that, you probably shouldn't be writing for the website.
100%. Someone's like, I can't find it. And I go, let me go.
Wait, you need writers. How much does it pay?
$1,000 a word.
Pays in love, bud. Pays in love. So check it out. The website's going. We're working on some national sponsorship for the channel. And T-shirts will be up very soon. We had a guy setting up our merch table, so things are going great. And that's about it. Now, the Patreon. You're asking what the Patreon
is. Yeah, because I was just at Lena Carolla's show, Adam's wife, and they do a Patreon. I didn't know what the hell it meant. They didn't want to ask.
It's basically a way for people who love your podcast can support the podcast with a monthly donation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we got to go, and we have like 30 people are sponsoring the podcast right now. And basically what we're doing is we're building our own podcast channel. And it started with about 10 podcasts, and we're going to grow it. And it's an all sports, comedians talking sports.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that's where we're at, dude. That's where we're at. So that's love. That's it. Go to Patreon. Can you get James? Are you going to call him?
No, I was going to play the new Dates at the Gates theme song. Somebody's cool enough to make it for us.
Is he on? Is James on?
I just haven't called back.
James, call in now. Tell him James. Call in, James.
Are you sure his name is James?
Call.
I want to know, in Stuttering John, or do you have two Brady Matthews on your phone?
Yeah, this is a really weird mix-up.
If you text Stuttering John, I want to know if that goes to Brady Matthews directly. Like, if you just transpose a name.
Were you drunk yesterday?
No, I
don't. Or if you have both.
I wish I did, so I could explain this. But I'm glad you're on the show, without a doubt.
In your defense, if it says Brady Matthews and you text Brady Matthews and he's like, yeah, I'd love to do the show, I would expect Brady to come walking through the door, too.
Right.
I'm just wondering how
but
you
I'm okay
him
with Stuttering John being here, too, because I really like him.
So am I. I'm totally happy.
But what's
about
so
it.
Weird is I said, hey, man, could you bring the beers? And then he didn't respond. I go, I'm only kidding, man. And he goes, oh, no, it's cool, man.
It is cool.
I'm just busy.
I'm just running crazy. I'm
so
writing
he's having
on
a conversation with Brady. But it's me. How'd I do as Brady?
Hey, like, can I fuck your girlfriend? Sure, Brady's good looking. Stuttering John, what are you doing here?
And then the clowns.
Guess you can fuck my girlfriend if you
sit
want.
Sit down on the couch.
No, you can't fuck
my girlfriend. He goes, go sit down.
Yeah.
I go, okay, what's going on here?
I was in chaos mode.
But to me and Sam's defense, it's pretty weird for you to just walk in the room like, what's up? And we're like,
how could you defend the guy who had the wrong name?
Hey,
well,
I'm just saying, in that
Johnny
moment,
Cochran
I was also
fucking
like,
defended O.J. Simpson. It could be done.
Because people will come by here because, like, let's say you were, a lot of times, someone's going to be starting a new podcast at the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, I want to come by and watch you guys tape a live one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm, in my head, I'm like, oh, maybe you're about to do a podcast here.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to come by and watch a studio or something.
No, no, it wasn't, had nothing to do with that. It had total, everything to do with
from
Sam,
all of us.
Sam Tripoli's incompetence.
From all of us.
It's okay.
I get how it happened.
Fucking ridiculous.
Listen, from all of us
from now on, just call me Brady.
You're dead tonight.
From all of us here, let me sincerely apologize to you, Brady. you want me to play this, Sam? You want to do Dates
Out
the Gates?
Okay, yeah, we'll do Dates Out the Gates, then we'll get into Patreon. Is that cool, everybody? Is everybody cool with that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dates Out the Gates. Dates Out the Gates.
Dates Out the Gate. Sam Tripoli, where are you going to be?
Guys, as you know, I got my own show in Las Vegas every Friday and Saturday night, 11 o'clock at Plant Hollywood, the Naughty Show, upstairs in the Sin City Theater every Friday and Saturday night. The shows have been growing. The first week was great. Second week was better. This week, hopefully, will be even better. Keep pushing forward. Very excited. I will be there. If you're in Vegas, hit me up. We'd love to have you come by.
John, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Brady's podcast tomorrow.
I don't know why, but I'm a little hurt.
No, I'm not going to be anywhere. I have a podcast on Podcast One as well.
Yeah.
The Stuttering John podcast.
Love, oh, it's great.
Love Romance and Other Lies. And this week we have Eddie Ift and the talented and sexy ABN Award winner, Tabitha Stevens.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She talks about sex with Mike Tyson.
She fucked Mike Tyson?
Yes, and Charlie Sheen. And
so she has AIDS?
No.
What'd
it was
she
before,
say about Tyson?
Not lengthy, but girthy.
And I think that's what girls want, right?
I guess so.
They want a tuna can.
Yeah,
I think they want 10 tuna cans.
Yeah, no, it's like it's,
I think girls
it's more
talk
of a tennis
about wanting
10
tuna cans,
canister.
And then when they actually have to go up against 10 tuna cans, they're like, this is not.
I was going to say it's very painful, and sometimes you have to take a bath and soak yourself after because you're in a lot of pain.
Fun facts with the fight nanny. Fun facts with the fight nanny. Why are you taking notes, dude?
I'm not. I don't know what just happened here. You ever get this when your iPhone goes inverted?
I don't know what that is.
You need a new phone.
No,
it's
none of us have ever seen that.
Yeah, it's. But anyway, and also, so the podcast, that every Wednesday it drops on podcastone.com. And iTunes.
Awesome. Fight Nanny, you got anywhere that people come see you?
Nate Diaz is going to be on Conan O'Brien tonight.
Okay.
So everybody should tune in.
Okay,
it's
so just know
real
as
entertaining.
That's happening.
I'll be in bed.
Fight Nanny will be finger blasting herself.
Who will you be in bed with?
Nate Diaz.
she's a big MMA fan.
Oh,
she likes the MMA.
Oh, so are you dating an MMA guy?
No.
In her head, she is. In her dreams.
No,
yeah, in her head, she's dating a bunch of them.
Yeah, in her head, she's getting gangbanged in the octagon.
Right?
That's why I have to soak myself.
She has
in the
a
bath.
New podcast called Airtight with MMA Fighters.
Oh, I thought it was
Fight
called,
Nanny.
I also would have accepted the Coctagon.
Yeah.
Oh, these are good names.
These are all good names.
Well, I was, I don't know if you know, I was a boxing guy myself.
Yeah, she's not in the box.
Just because you got punched in the face a lot doesn't mean you're a boxing guy.
Excuse me, I won a unanimous decision at the Taj Mahal. Even Evander Holyfield was there.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, Donald Trump came backstage. I was a 3-1 underdog in Vegas. And
did he go, you were huge?
No, that's what Tabitha told Tyson. But,
oh!
Oh!
You having a stroke over there?
Yeah, I just went fully retarded right there. Yes.
I'll finish this. So is that's it? That's all dates wise.
That's
you got
all
podcast.
For me.
You got.
I'm not until October. I just got the road for a while. But at Stuttering John M on Twitter because they won't give me a verification code and because
why
the rumor is this guy Biz Stone over at Twitter is a big Howard Stern fan. He's been on the Stern show
and is
mad at me or whatever and will not verify me even though I have more followers than some people that they verify that have 2,000.
How many do you have?
So stupid.
Just like 11-12 grand. But I mean, it's still. But if they verified me, I'd have more. But nobody knows. There's two other people at Stuttering John.
Huh. I'm going to say that should be whacked. I'm going to say it. That should be whacked.
It is. It is.
That should be whacked.
I mean, what? Come on. The Howard Stern Show for 15 years, the announcer and staff writer on The Tonight Show for 10, and you don't verify
me? You deserve better.
Come on.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, but, you know, if he's got a grudge.
Yeah, I
what
mean,
can you do? What do you do? Send a guy flowers? Fuck him.
He's got a grudge, too.
Fuck off, asshole.
I don't know. I'm gonna have Mike Faverman tweet him.
Oh!
That'll do it.
Hey, will you say happy birthday to Casper?
Well,
you guys will forget. I want him to do it.
Gates out of the gates.
He's going to do it.
T-Bow didn't laugh at that.
Producing this podcast all of a sudden?
T-Bow didn't
Somebody's
laugh.
Somebody's got to.
T-Bow didn't laugh at that because he's friends with Faverman.
Oh, I laughed at it. Faverman, he'll joke about it all the time. He did a podcast joking about it.
Yeah.
Just because I saw
defending his tweets.
He was in Chicago at a Cubs game or something, so I think he's gigging in Chicago right now.
What is he clubbing someone? Nothing.
Probably.
That's rude, John. That's just rude.
Guys, November 4th, I will be at Let's Comedy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, recording my new album called Return of the Red State. 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock tapings, and you can get your tickets for that if I look at my Twitter. And
wait, you're plugging gigs in November?
Well, yeah, it's just because it's an album recording.
We plug when we want to plug.
This podcast isn't going to drop till right after Christmas, so you guys are apparently having some technical problems. Oh, God, I'm sorry for that.
You guys should just and then, suck each other off.
I will be at the Jacksonville Jump to Your Death about awareness for jumps to your death in Jacksonville, Florida on April Fool's Gold. I'll be at Heckler's in Detroit on Bring Your Own Weapon Night. That sounds fun. And then I'll be at Fallujah at Suicide Bombers for their big reopening because apparently something happened there recently. And that is Dates Out the Gates.
Play it again. That's Dates Out the Gates. That's Dates Out the Gates. That's
Dates Out the Gates. Dates Out the Gates.
Quite simply.
Hey, can we check in real quick with our good friend Aaron to see how is the phones going? What? James, are you there?
I'm here. I've been here, buddy.
James, have you heard any of the show? Would you say this is our
best show? I've heard the last 3 minutes of Dates Out the Gates. Yeah, I've heard the dates.
Would you say it's one of our best shows we've ever done?
We're knocking out the park.
James, can you talk to us about your ideas for our...
For the Patreon?
Yes.
Okay. Really, some pretty simple things I think the fans are going to love. First of all, thanks to all the fans who've already donated. We're going to have a cool shirt with our Vintage First logo coming your way. Regardless of your donation level, you will receive entry into our once-a-month Punch Drunk raffle. The goal being for us to be able to give fun and unique prizes that are show-related to our fans.
Hey, James, real quick, yeah. Can you sound a little more enthusiastic about it? You sound like you're just reading your STD chart.
I was cheering at a jiu-jitsu competition this weekend. My voice is kind of shot. But no, I am really excited about it.
Oh, yay, an arm bar!
Hey, my coach won, bro.
No. Hey, give me an arm.
His coach won.
What's
his
that?
Coach won.
My coach won.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, so
congrats, James.
Shout out to Alex Sanders, repping 10th Planet. He won. It was tight. So
James,
cool.
What belt do you have now? You've been doing it for a while. What's your belt?
I'm a blue belt. I'm a blue belt under Denny Prokopos. I've been doing really well. I think I'll probably get my purple belt this year. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I love jiu-jitsu. Shout out to Mickey Gall. I took a seminar with people who he trains with. Showed him a picture of that. He told me how great those guys that he trains with. That's Gary Tonin and Gordon Ryan, who have won EBI Eddie Bravo's Jiu-Jitsu Invitational. So, you know, out here representing for Mickey Gall's people on the West Coast.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but back to the Patreon. I'll put some enthusiasm in it.
Real quick, so, I just want to give out some shout outs to some people who have added, who have added to our Patreon since we last were here. Since we last talked about Shane Lindbergh gave $4. Thank you, dude. David Flynn $10. Tyler Firm $20. Raul Harando $1. Thank you, dog. Kelly 666. Thank you, dude. Brock Saunders, $50. You get phone sex with the fight nanny. We'll set that up. And Davis Forrester, $10. Wait. Are you cool with that?
So they get 50 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's very generous. Yeah, that's fine.
Wait, he gave 50 for phone sex?
Yeah.
And for that $50 yeah. for those donations every month, guys.
Yeah, go on Patreon and donate.
Yeah, Sam takes this serious. We got to see your reoccurring credit card charge.
Yeah, $50, dude. Holiday.
How much if I give 100? Do I get real sex?
No.
What did Ari offer me?
Come on. This isn't like, let's get Stuttering John laid, okay?
No, you're getting Brady laid.
Okay, that's cool. I respect that.
So, Sam, can we get back to what those donations mean for our listeners?
Okay, go on with your donations. You just got reprimanded by James.
Well, I just want to get this pitch back so we can get back to the chaos. Reality is, gentlemen, a dollar doesn't seem like much, but if you add it up, it means a lot to our show if every one of our listeners did that. I know we say that every week, but now that dollar has value because every month we're going to be doing a raffle, giving away fun stuff that's show-related. So once a month, there's going to be a lucky Patreon winner who wins the raffle. In addition to that, you're also going to get a vintage logo T-shirt. In addition to that, you're also going to get $5 off any and all merchandise purchases from T-shirts that we're going to be doing in the future. So that dollar value really has value.
A dollar gets you all that? My God!
A dollar gets you all that. That's value. So you enter the raffle, you get a vintage logo T-shirt, and you get $5 off all your merch purchases in the future.
Guys, help the show. Like we said, we're working on this podcast channel. This money and Patreon is going to, one, get T-Ball off the bed of leaves, and two, get our podcast channel going. So help. I feel like PBS right now, but you know what? I got to make it happen. This podcast channel is going to be glorious.
Has value. That dollar has value, Sam. We're giving our listeners value. How much more? You can't get that type of value from a dollar anywhere else,
James. All right, James. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for explaining everything.
Also, special announcement. Todd Duffy, UFC fighter, is interested to coming to the Punch Drunk Sports Network and calling into the show and coming into
What do you mean coming in? What, he wants to do a podcast?
Todd Duffy, the heavyweight UFC fighter, wants to become an in-studio guest for an episode.
Yes.
And then is interested in starting his own show for us.
Yes. And you know who else we should get? Mickey Gall. Should we see if he wants to do a podcast on the channel?
Well, I am 100% involved down for that. I want Mickey to kick CM Punk's ass first, and then we'll
so if he doesn't kick his ass, he can't be on our podcast channel?
No. He's, first of all, it's not that he's going to kick his ass, and he's going to be on our podcast channel, but I don't want to distract the young man from his primary function yet.
Oh, look who's joining us also here real quick. Look who's joining us via the magic of Skype, our good friend.
Is that Stuttering John?
No. No.
What's up, Ari?
James, how are you? I can't see you guys.
There? Did we lose James? Oh, sorry, James. We didn't mean to hang up on you like that.
He can't see
us. I mean, maybe we did. Maybe we did.
Just not like that. I can't see you.
Now, can you see us, bro? Okay, so yeah, joining us, the Fight Nanny's here.
He doesn't want to see me, but hi, Ari. I miss you.
Hi. Where you been?
And then Stuttering John is here, and Jason Tebow. Everybody, hail.
Ari, you look good.
Are you stoned, Ari?
No, not yet.
Ari, you look, for someone who looks really bad normally, you look really good.
Oh, thanks. I shaved my beard, I guess. That's what it is.
Well, the hair is coming back. You got like a glow about you. Are you pregnant?
Are you sponsored by Rogaine?
No, it's a light coming in from behind.
Oh, it is. It's very...
It just seems like his eye's a little squinty, you know, as if he just...
Are you asking if Ari's high?
Yeah, I already did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my eyes are always squinty like this. Yeah. It's those Jim Brewer type things.
Oh, okay.
So, Ari, so after all, was Stampede worth it?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean worth it? What did I give up?
I mean, was it worth going out for?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you get laid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right? Is it like humping in the streets like everybody says?
No, it was way toned down this year.
Why? What's happened? Are they just are they scared of Trump?
Well, there was the bad weather. It was rainy a lot, and then also it was like there was the kind of a recession in Alberta because the oil prices dropped real bad. So everyone in Alberta is kind of unemployed.
Oh, geez.
So it went down from like 130,000 people a day to like 85,000 people a day.
Yeah, but that gets you more bottom feeders. Bottom feeders are more willing to fuck.
I got someone associated with the Stampede.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with bottom feeders.
How would
they
you
make
know,
the
T-Bow?
Rock and roll.
Trust me, bro.
When's the last time you got it?
What time
no,
is
no.
it?
Way right. back.
Oh, what's did you that? Bang that girl that you were with?
No, bring it this way, in the corner.
Okay.
Oh, I know the term.
Wait, towards Fight Nanny.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, I don't.
Keep going.
I don't blame.
There's no more room.
I don't blame him.
Candace, you got it figured out.
Well, he is at the end of the table.
You guys got to move this way a little bit. Move
this
way.
Look at this is all the way as far as this goes.
Yeah, John, move over
just
a little
get
bit.
The table ready for this thing.
There we go. There we go. There you go, Momo.
And we can get on each other's backs like a bunch of fucking chimpanzees in case you want to fucking, that'll suit your fancy, sir, who's blessed us with his presence.
We got a huge announcement to make. Ari's finally here.
We have two announcements
but
to make.
But a really big one to make.
What is it?
I will be fighting Ari Shaffir October 5th at the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas at Ellis Mania!
What is that? October 5th? When is that?
That's October 5th. What do you mean, when is that?
It's the day after the 4th of October.
He has to go to his calendar and check.
Oh, he's going to chicken out!
So you're boxing him?
Yes.
Wow. What did you say October 5th?
Watch what you know be so funny. A bunch of like personal assistants come into the shot. Like he's got eight people over there working for him.
Have you been training?
I'm shooting a special October 22nd.
Okay.
So I'm almost positive I'm on the road if that's a weekend.
Well, book a gig in Vegas.
Wait, it's not. It's a weekday, huh?
Hold on, let me find out.
In
date.
Vegas.
Let me find out this date.
It's Wednesday.
I don't know if I trusted Sam's phone now all of a sudden.
I know.
It's I don't know if I trust this fifth, date at all.
It's at New York, New York.
I might have a black August 17th.
It's not Ellis Mania, it's WrestleMania.
Oh, it's October 15th.
For sure I can't do that.
Oh.
That's a week before your special.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Where are you shooting your special?
Austin, Cap City Comedy Club. I mean, maybe I could do it. I don't have a road week that week, so I'd have to go out there. I mean, I could do it with a black eye. I could do my special with a black eye.
That would be great!
Actually, that would be pretty badass.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Now, did Dom Barris hurt his eye?
Yeah, some drunk English chick threw a menu and hit him in the eye, I guess.
No,
but then he had something else after that.
That had to be more than that, dude. A black eye like that?
I swear to God.
How
no,
would
first it was just a dot with
right,
the menu.
Hit him right here with a fucking menu. Corner of a menu caught him right there. And then because it nicked the bottom of his eye, his whole eye swelled up.
Oh, really?
What did he do?
That?
Yeah, he was just on stage. You can't see that shit coming. Some drunk English chick just zinged it like a frisbee, and it just like karate chopped him right in his...
Was he being mean to her?
I wasn't there, but...
Ari, can you fight?
Steve Randolph told me the whole thing. So he was like...
Can you think about it?
It fucking dropped him.
I can think about it. I might have to be planning... Let me think. It's my off week.
Because you can fly in, fight, fly out the next day.
Fly in on Saturday, on the day of the fight?
Yeah.
Fly in the day of the fight, then leave on Sunday.
Wait. I don't get this. Wait, hold on a second. Are you a fighter?
Yeah. No.
These two are going to fight, though.
Yeah, no, but Sam is reported not a fighter.
We're both not
fighters. Is it MMA-type fighting or boxing?
It's MMA.
Wow. That's, you know how much... energy you need to do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
way more than both of them have.
We're doing three rounds of 1 minute.
Is that really all it is? 1 minute
yes.
rounds?
Yeah,
yes.
That's a
what
lot.
Do you want?
I do.
What are you crazy?
I mean, I know Ari almost died playing basketball. So.
It was 1-0, and Ari was puking.
He was healed over.
It was a game to 10. It was 1-0, and Ari's on all fours, heaving.
And he got blisters.
It was, and, you know, he shows up. He's got his socks on. He's got his yarmulke. He's out trying to be all funny and goofy. Nick scores real quick, 1-0. Ari goes, hang on. Pulls his socks up and throws his yarmulke at me like a frisbee. Like, oh, let me be serious right now. It's 2-0. Ari's on his hands and knees, heaving. And you want him to do 3 5-minute rounds. That was half court basketball.
I don't want 5-minute rounds, but 1 minute's the funniest
that
thing
was
I've ever heard.
That was the rules of
if
21.
If we did shrooms while we fought, that'd be
hilarious. That'd be cool.
Hilarious.
I don't think
really
you're going to
cool.
make it.
Hey,
hey, John, this is a place of positivity, okay?
No, I'm just saying you should you should make it either 3 30-second rounds or two, or just 2 1-minute rounds.
My strength is that Sam is so out of shape that he puts me into like a sort of a dominant area.
All right, we should do like a, we should do the pride rules.
If you had
like
a floor here,
one 10-minute round. One, how about those pride fights are crazy long?
5-minute round, then 10-minute round.
Yeah.
No, 3 1-minute rounds.
I did five two-minute rounds at the Taj Mahal, sold out 5,000 people. But I did five... Five two-minute rounds, and man, I was, and I trained for two and a half months.
There's nothing more fun than fighting in front of a crowd. I'm telling you, stand-up's great, but just below that is just a whole theater full of people fucking going, cheering, booing, cheering.
Did I tell you this? I think I told you this, Sam, but they asked Evander Holyfield, who do you think is winning? And he goes, I think Stuttering Joe is winning.
Yeah.
I think he got hit in the head of you. Yeah, I swear to God. There's Stuttering John things all over the freaking arena.
Who are you fighting, Cabby?
Crazy Cabby. He was 6'2", 260 pounds. No, he was...
He was. He still is 6'2",
no, he's
right?
Probably... Well, yeah, okay, maybe he... Okay, whatever.
You mean
okay.
At the tail of the tape of the fight?
I just thought he died or something.
During the fight, then he was 6'2", 260 pounds, had a mohawk like Mr. T. He was all like, you know, he's a big tubby guy, and I was 5'7 and a half at 174. Yeah. And the people started chanting. It was
how
like
how long
a whole...
goes this? You were 174. You're not a thick guy, actually.
No,
you're
not
a small dude.
Yeah, I'm about 184 now. So I'm about.
Oh, I wish I was 184. God, I wish.
And how about you, Ari? Yeah.
I'm 185 right now, but I'm 6'3".
Holy crap! He's gonna kill you, Sam.
Definitely possible.
Sam is 220. Sam is 220, and he's
5'1". I'm not 220. I'm 210. I'm 210. 6'1".
You were 210 7 years ago.
No,
Sam.
I am 210.
Gotten a scale since
suck
you're not
a dick,
before.
Dude.
He's built like a basketball.
When's the last time you were on a scale? All right. When's the last time you were on a scale?
This morning. Yesterday morning. I go every day.
Go where? To a scale? To a scale store?
We're not talking a weed scale or a Coke scale.
Sam's
talking
not
weight
in my
scale.
Apartment because I'm not scared of my weight.
Sam's weight at truck stops.
When's the last time you
I wish I hadn't invited Brady.
Ah, well done. When's the last time you weighed yourself?
So, Ari, think about it.
Sam, when's the last time you
weighed
yourself?
Like a month or two, a year ago.
So a year and a month ago, and every 45 minutes, apparently.
I do at least every day after I shit.
At least every day.
Ari, yeah. Are you, you're in Montreal?
Yeah, let me ask my manager what she thinks about me fighting the week before, literally 7 days before I film my special.
Oh, well, what do you think she's going to think?
Oh, look who's getting out right now.
Let me ask my mommy if it's okay
to
fight.
First of all, you just sprung a date on me. You just said, hey, we're fighting this day.
Yeah. Look who's getting out of the fight game. Look at this twat.
Yeah. We're planning a fight for your parents' big 50th anniversary on the same day.
Sam, is there punching involved?
Yes.
Oh, so no. No, he can't do it a week before his special.
Yeah.
Although, judging by the way you would punch. Oh, yeah, don't worry about
it. All right, John. All right, John.
Just like a fucking egg.
All right, John. By the way, he might just get choked out, too.
Yeah. Maybe he'll just choke you out and keep that fucking pretty face of yours intact.
Yeah, maybe I'll just choke you out.
Do you know how to do that? The whole...
Yeah.
I want a referee.
I choked out Adam Hunter one time. I tapped him.
I want a referee.
He was
very
a hungry
fair.
Bottom.
Wait. When did you choke out Adam Hunter?
I tapped him.
What does tapped him mean? I'm sorry.
A couple
how
years
did
ago.
You get to that position?
Because he shot on me. I know how to deal with shots. Yeah. That face is gay right there. That's every... Look at this. Look at this. That's your grinder fucking profile pic right there. Looking for cock.
Yeah. But that also is like looks like a park bench. Make that face again. Call Dave Horowitz if you're in an accident.
Speaking of lawyers, anybody watch About Last Night on HBO?
What's it called?
Movie? The Night Of.
Oh, The Night Of. Yeah.
That's so Demi good,
Moore,
right?
About Last Night is a great Demi Moore movie. I loved that
The
movie.
Night Of, that was so good, right?
I've seen all three. It's great.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's like a drama version of Making a Murder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about the same thing, but it's like that kind of...
He's going to end up blowing black guys. I think that's where the show goes.
I watched Jane the Virgin. Did you watch Jane the Virgin?
No.
Oh, it's great.
I heard it's great.
Yeah, it is.
What do you Jane like about Virgin. It besides...
It's just, there's a lot of hot women, but it's also, it's like a great little drama that has comedy in it. And it's like based on a novella. Hispanic.
So she's a virgin who's pregnant.
She got... accidentally inseminated with you know, this dude's sperm, and then she has the baby.
Through jizz. With jizz.
Yeah. Yes.
Some guy put jizz in her accidentally. No, like her. Fell into her
pussy. That's happened to me so many times, and I'm glad they finally made a documentary about that.
It's slippery. Cum is slippery.
Come and
is
you slippery. Fall asleep around me?
And it's
I'm like,
determined. It's very determined. It just, yeah. It just
if you
marches
fall asleep
forward.
Around me. I'm putting cum somewhere.
Why are you guys so like schooled on male cum?
Because we're homo comedic.
Yeah. Yeah. We started our own genre of comedy called homo comedic.
Yeah.
We have
more homo erotic.
Yeah. For all those thirsty people.
It's
out
comedic
there.
With homo erotic. Homo comedic.
Why does our head keep getting bigger? Look at that.
I don't know, but I love the glamour shot sliding in the back. You're like a fat chick in a mall taking pictures. That's what
God,
I mean, I don't know what you're doing there.
Turning me on.
But it's giving me nightmares.
It's turning me on. Oh, I would love to stuff my
cock
and balls.
I played golf. This is how out of shape I am. I played golf 2 days ago in Maryland. It was 98 with the heat index.
Yeah.
But I quit 13 holes in. I was like, I'm done. I can't
13.
Do it.
Who are you golfing with?
On a cart. We were playing with carts.
You pussy.
Who are you
I could see quitting
with?
At nine. I could see quitting at the
with?
Break.
My high school friends.
Oh. What do they do for a living?
Suit
they're
jobs.
In Ari's entourage. They're in his entourage now.
Are they just like, man, you're living a life, Ari.
Turtles
you're doing
driving
it. You're
his
best.
Car.
It's yes. Split between like, wow, it's so cool your life, and kind of like, fuck you.
What like do you mean, fuck you? Like jealous fuck you?
Yeah, fuck you for not doing what I do. So it doesn't come out like, I wish I could do that. It comes out of like, well, this thing's bad what you do. This thing's bad that you do.
Yeah. They're player hating.
And you still call
them
like, people
Jesus,
your friends?
Man, relax. I'm not fucking saying anything.
Ari,
about, like,
I do what you do, and I'm jealous of what you do. Ari lives the best life of anybody I know. There's two people out there that are just taking advantage of all the opportunities, and you're not going to like the other person, but I do believe it. You and Kate Quigley are doing more than anything. Like, she's, like, touring all over the place, fucking pro athletes, and just living life. You're on the road. You're going to Stampede. You're all over the world. When do you go to Edinburgh?
I'm on my way. I'm in Montreal now. Then I got to go to Dublin, Edinburgh, London,
like, he's
Norway.
Living a fucking great life.
Iceland.
Yeah.
Sweden, and then back home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, who's your agent?
Same agent as yours. He
Jew
just
Feinstein?
Jew Feinstein, yeah.
Jew Feinsteinberg Stein?
No, I'm just... I mean,
all I want in my life is a Jew that's connected. Can I get one? Fucking
no,
Jew!
Armenian. You're not allowed.
How is Kate Quigley? I mean, yeah, she's working like every week.
Dude, she hustles.
Yeah, she does.
People hate her, but I think she's great. They play
Ooh,
her hate on her. A lot of people like, fuck, she's not funny. She's not. It's like, dude, that girl works hard, man. And she's everywhere, and she's just getting dick by D1 athletes. Like, she's banging fucking pros.
I know. Like, she's told me a few. I mean, and, you know, she's told me a few. That,
yeah.
Some
they hit her up on Twitter. Like
no, she's on the other one now.
Her DM.
No, she's on the Raha one now.
What's Raha?
Raha is the celebrity one. So she's getting like celebrity.
Raya.
Yeah, is that
what?
Yeah.
Can anybody join it? You got to
be
a celebrity.
You
got to
be a celebrity.
You got to be invited by Amy Schumer.
Yeah, but she gets like I'm not going
to
mention names.
LeBron wanted to fuck Amy Schumer
on the set of the movie.
Wait a minute. A black athlete wanted to fuck a chunky white chick?
Yeah.
Never.
Well, he fucked Cleveland, so he might as well go
news.
A little bigger.
Oh, he came back. He had made up sex. Dude, I'm in this movie with her, and they put out the trailer,
yeah.
And it's about stand-up comics, and dude, Amy Schumer.
No,
it's
comedy is misery.
It's a doc.
Comedy is misery.
No,
I mean,
it's called Dying
misery.
Laughing. It's really good, dude. It's a great movie. I watch it. It's like, oh, man, it's not out yet, but I got a sneak preview. Dude, you got to read the comics on YouTube. She is just getting murdered, dude, like murdered.
Who is?
Amy Schumer. What? Everything's like, she's a fucking hack, joke thief. Why is she in this movie? Fucking joke. I mean, like, dude, there's like 200 comments. Not 195 of them are, she's a fucking hack, fucking joke thief. I'm like, God damn, dude.
Wow.
Good for her.
Good for her.
For real.
Well, I'm
for
friends
real.
With
Gates on the Gates.
As famous as you get, you're gonna have that.
Yeah.
So if I got 5,000 people that are like, fuck him, fuck him, then there's 75,000 that are like, hey, we like what you're doing.
Fuck him, fuck him.
But people their happens. Eyes go, oh, look at 20 negative comments. Look, I got it's like probably got 5 billion good ones.
Ari, what are your dates out of the gates, real quick? Since
wait,
you were here,
I'm trying to find a what's it called for this song?
breaking news?
We have it. We have dates out of the gates.
Play it.
Play it, dude. Play it for him. God damn it.
Everybody just wait 6 minutes while I pull it up. Can we all please be completely silent so
That's
I can focus?
For podcast. That's hey, great for podcast.
Sam. Wasn't Ari here?
Very nice. I'm going to be doing my hour in Montreal tonight at Catacombs, and then I got my storytelling show. That's at 10:30, and then I got my storytelling show in Montreal tonight at midnight, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at midnight at Cafe Cleopatra, a tranny strip club.
Oh, nice, dude. You're going to get that dick, dog?
Yeah, I'm going to get that sucked.
Yeah, that dude. I'm so happy for you, Ari.
He's doing great.
Ari's doing great. I said, all my friends, there might be dudes who are richer, but nobody's living the life like Ari. Everybody else, as soon as good shit happens, they get married, they lock down with kids, and now they're now they're just running crazy. Because all the kids have to go to private schools. God forbid anyone goes to school with black people, all right? It's like, gotta go to private school, and then those private schools, each kid, and they're just pumping out little fucking kids, 3-4 kids, each one's like 30 grand a year to go to these private schools.
That. More than that.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like they're just like,
You know what? I mean,
dude, it's like anybody, somebody gets some money.
Do you have to goof with me this hard?
As soon as anybody gets some money, they just get more costs. They just like, I guess I may as well add some costs to my life.
Yeah. He really did just describe your life.
He just did, but he doesn't realize it.
Why you have a bunch of kids in private school?
I got 3 kids.
You're like, all right, you've got the best life in the world. And what and then, a dumb fuck.
Like a lot of my dumb fucking friends
you
have like
learn.
3 kids.
What a bunch of idiots.
You're going to go to expensive school, fucking college. I'm going.
How old's your oldest?
20, but I had to do the college funds and then the whole... And
my parents were like, we're going to pay for your college. And then as soon as they got to college, like, you're paying for your own college. I'm like,
my father's idea of a trust fund with John, you'll get nothing, trust me. Because he was so fucking cheap. And I had put money away, so I had like 6 figures away. But college has changed now. It's like 50 grand a freaking semester. It's crazy.
Dude, it's nuts.
Oh, yeah, nuts. NYU is $70,000.
Fuck that.
You're what?
NYU is 70 grand
a
year.
Yeah, I went, I graduated from NYU. It was 12.5 a semester then.
And so almost 30 a year.
Yeah. But now it's like 70 grand a semester. It's crazy.
It's stupid. It's stupid. It's dumb that it's that expensive. Well,
70 grand a year, not semester.
But Ari, you're like, nope, yeah, I'm going to go around. I'm going to stick my dick in foreign snatch and just going
to
enjoy it.
Hey, the Swedish chicks.
Fuck all over the world.
The Swedish chicks are hot, man.
Fuck all over the world tour.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to get them, but I want to.
Yeah, you can.
Dude. Yeah, you can. Yeah, they love Americans, dude. Look.
Yeah, I'm not really social. I don't know how to do that stuff.
Ari, is that why you do so many drugs is to deal with your
you're
social
a comic.
Anxiety?
No, I know,
dude,
but
I'm crippling
they're
social
anxiety.
Really?
I don't go. I can't. When have you seen me out? You see me at the comedy store. That's about it. Or the comedy club. I never go out. I never. Because I just like, and I just.
Really?
My body starts fucking humming like a tuning fork. I get very nervous and I just got to get out of there.
Oh, I love doing that crap.
You love doing what?
Hanging out, having a few beers, talking, cracking a few jokes. It's great.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah,
that's
I
not me.
With friends. Or with other comics.
No, I can, Jason's seen me at the freaking comics. So I'm not just, like, hanging out with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just smoking weed with anybody. Just, hey, John. I go, hey, what's up? You know?
Jason does that, too. Jason's a very social butterfly.
Yeah, no, I hung out with Jason there.
Jason loves
He was with this hot chick. Oh, did you bang her?
A couple of them. I don't really kiss and tell.
Yeah, you do. That's all you do is kiss and tell.
I fingered her with my
dick.
Yeah,
you just tell. You just tell.
I fingered her with my dick, if that's what you mean. But I didn't fuck her. I'm not an asshole.
Yeah. Well, guys, a lot of stuff. Hey, Ari.
Yeah.
The Punch Drunk podcast channel is moving forward. Just wanted to let you know, as an absentee father, that stuff's
going
on.
Yeah, I remember I asked you about it, and you just refused to answer.
No, I did.
I was like, hey, I sent you an email like, hey, Sam, what is this? I'm hearing about a podcast network, and the answer was nothing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there's a podcast network.
You're lucky that email came directly from Sam and not from somebody else.
Yeah.
Apparently, no, it came from someone else. So then I asked you, like, hey, what's this about a podcast?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Now I know you're
what I've
about.
Started, what for us is a podcast channel of comics talking sports, because all these famous people are starting to do sports podcasts, like Michael Rapaport, and everybody's running, or the fucking Firing the Kid guys, and everybody's running to them. And I thought, who's funnier talking sports than comics? So let's start
comics
a channel.
Are.
Yeah, let's start
did
a
you
channel.
See that? Did you see that ad for that Michael Cera, Jim Norton podcast?
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's another one. It's just yeah. like more famous people, and everybody runs to them and fucking listens to them. So I thought, why not a whole channel of our favorite comics talking about their favorite sports? And it's like every day we upload a new one to the podcast, and basically Punch Drunk Sports is going to be the SB Nation of podcasts, where it's like all the best under one roof.
So and what do we got? Who do we got right,
right now?
Now
we got... We have some good ones. We have Brett Ernst,
Ian Edwards,
Tom Segura, Brody Stevens.
What are they called? Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the names of them right here.
What are they about? I mean, I know Tom Segura is about college football, right?
Ian's is here about soccer. Tom's is about here's college football.
We have my friend Chad Zumach. He's going to do a sit down with athletes. It's called Sit Down Zumach. We got Brady Matthews. Is doing one called The Daily Upper
the
Deck.
The real Brady Matthews?
The real Brady Matthews.
Wait, you asked me to do that one.
Ian Edwards is on it.
He thinks
obviously,
you are.
Ian Edwards is on it. He's got his soccer comic.
Ari, you don't know what happened here. Because you weren't here yet.
What?
I walk in, and Sam looks at me like, he goes, Stuttering John, what the fuck are you doing here? I go...
In the middle of the show.
And then he goes, just go sit on the couch. And he goes, John, why are you here? I go, Sam, you texted me, and I said yes. You asked me to do it, and then you asked me again where I was, and I texted you back. I said, I'm trying to find the place. And then he goes, no. And then he looks at his phone. He has me. He has his friend Brady.
Matthews,
but my number. So he thinks the whole time he's freaking texting Brady.
We sent Candace out to go get Brady Matthews because he's here.
Find him
so I pass Candace. She just like, I don't know who this guy is, but where's Brady?
He walks in the door, and me and Sam are like, what the fuck are you doing here?
And then the fight name walks in, gives me a dirty look of disgust.
That's hilarious.
Did I just get
That's
punked?
The best when that happens when you miss put in somebody's phone number and you really think you're going with somebody else.
Yeah.
I never know.
But we're happy.
I know
John's
my friend Joy got laid that way. She was texting a different Ari. And then this old boyfriend showed up. She's like, oh, well, we may as well fuck.
Yeah, there we go. Look at
what's
you.
Her number?
So Ari, here who else is on? Ian Edwards and his soccer rants. Adam Hunter and the MMA Roasted is on it. Nice. Tom Segura and his
college football
one. Brett Ernst is doing a Dallas Cowboy podcast. And
hell yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan. I got to get on that one.
Brody Stevens is doing his baseball.
Are these weekly podcasts?
Yes.
Is this on Podcast One or where?
No, this is the new Punch Drunk Sports podcast channel.
Oh, so you have your own.
Yeah.
But are you still on Podcast One?
No, I've never been on Podcast
One. Oh, I thought you were.
Never.
You're thinking of Brady Matthews.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right.
So, Ari, if you think of any comics out of New York or anybody who you think would do great sports podcasts, we're a subsidiary of All Things Comedy, meaning we're under the banner, the umbrella. So they have All Things Comedy lets them use this studio to do their podcast. Everything gets uploaded by John Woodward. He uploads it to the website.
What if they do it on their own?
They can do it on their own. They just upload to SoundCloud, and then it gets uploaded to the website. And we're in talks with a major sponsor, and we're working on T-shirts for everybody. If you have a T-shirt, like Brody Stevens wants to set up his merch, so we're going to be selling merch on the website for him.
There's some podcasts in New York. I'll ask some people. I know Luis Gomez is doing one with who eventually became fucking.
Yeah, but that's on like Sirius,
middleweight
right?
champion of the world. No, it's not. Oh, it is on Sirius.
Any independent guys that aren't on a channel and you think they're really funny, I'd love to put them under the umbrella.
Sports related.
Yes, sports comedy. Yeah.
All right, I'll keep my ears open when I get back in 7 weeks.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. So in 7 weeks, we look forward to your input, dude.
Hey, Ari.
Give it up for Absentee Dad.
Where are you
over
now,
here, everybody?
What?
Where are you now?
I'm in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Oh, nice.
Home of George St. Pierre.
Hey, how high up are you on your hotel floor?
Sixth floor.
Piss out that window right now.
Piss out the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for America. Let Canada know, hey, we're here to pee out the window.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I love Canada. It's so clean.
It is clean.
And the Coke is so good in Canada.
Oh, really?
Smoke it's out a nice so piss.
I had a prostitute in Canada, Montreal.
Oh, look at him get whacked. Look at him get so nostalgic over there.
First prostitute.
He, like, just looked into the...
Have you ever been on St. Catherine Street yet, Ari?
No, I have been before, but not today. I literally just got in and came straight up here.
Can you open that window?
All the strip clubs are on St. Catherine Street.
Jump out the window.
I can. It's
throw
not
a
one
chair.
Of those...
Throw a chair through the window and then jump out.
Jesus.
And then yell USA for life or something like that, so we know you're serious.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. It's a problem.
Okay.
Tell him to throw a chair and jump out the
window. No, he doesn't
Sam.
Have to throw a chair. We don't need to look bad. He's got. Like...
I don't know if I have the strength to throw it.
Oh, yeah, and yet you want to fight a fucking angry Armenian?
With gorilla tits?
Wait, when is that the next Ellis Mania? Yes. October 15th?
Yes. So much fun, though, dude. You'll have the best time. When people are cheering, you're like, whoa, this is kind of cool.
You fought midgets last time?
I fought little people. I fought 5'8", 5'9".
Did you?
They're not that little.
I thought it was legitimate midgets. It wasn't?
No, I wasn't fighting, like, munchkins.
They're called legitimate.
I was fighting Mexicans.
I thought it was, like, 15 of them, though.
Mexicans.
I saw the video.
They're Mexicans.
Dude, wherever there's one Mexican, there's a lot of Mexicans.
I'm 5'7 and a half.
Okay, taller
in
than
heels.
John.
I'm 5'6 and they didn't look
way taller than you.
But they're wearing heels.
But dude, if you got one, if there's one Mexican, you got a lot of Mexicans. You got a Mexican problem. Where there's one, there's a lot.
I used to, you want to hear a funny story? Back in the days when they had Dublins out here, I was doing stamp and I had to follow Tommy Davidson. And Tommy Davidson did this 20 minutes on how crazy white girls are, and of course the guilty white Hollywood.
They be crazy. They be shopping.
White girls do be crazy.
They be shopping, dude. And of course the fucking idiots are all going crazy. They're all going crazy. Hey, right, white girls are crazy. Everyone's going crazy. White girls be shopping. I go up and I talk about how I hit this van with my car. And, like, when you hit a van, you don't know who's in there. It's like a fucking, it's like a surprise. Is it a serial killer? Is it like a football team? Or it could be a family of Mexicans. And you don't know how many people are in there. And I started doing jokes about it. All of a sudden, people started going fucking nuts on me, dude. I don't even know why I told that story. Why did I just
tell
that story?
Well, who was in the van?
Yeah.
But... it was Mexican families.
Oh, so like what? Like
there was literally eight of them in the van.
Just eight?
Just eight, yeah. So I got fucking lucky. I got fucking lucky. Why did I tell that story?
Did the midgets remind you of Mexicans?
Oh, yeah, Mexicans.
By the way, Candace, I hate to say it, but you know he's... You know that, you know, calling a dwarf a midget is like calling a black person the N-word.
I said that on the show also.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. It's exactly like that.
It's not even close,
yes,
John.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, John.
Oh, yeah? The little people don't like to be called midgets.
Yeah, I don't like to be called asshole, but people still call me it.
I'm so angry and I'll fight you. If I'm in a room with a white guy I don't know and I say the N-word, the white guys go, oh, fuck, man. If I say dwarf... nobody goes, oh, fuck, what the fuck are you doing?
That's because dwarf is the right way to say it.
No, it doesn't, John.
You say, the point is nobody
Everybody gets a word. Everybody finds a word.
Hey, listen. Listen, my sister's certifiably a dwarf.
You have a dwarf sister?
Oh, so did I offend you? Is that what happened?
She's 4'6".
Really?
It's tiny, yeah.
So technically she is a midget,
she
right?
She might be considered
so
one.
So is that why you're sensitive? Do people go up to her and ask her for candy?
I don't really care. Listen, Candace can say it all she wants. I just don't want her to be corrected out there and have somebody go...
But there's no history of oppressing midgets.
There's no history.
I would actually tell you that in Hollywood... if you're a midget, you're 100% guaranteed to work.
Yeah.
More than any other group.
Half the urinals are too high.
Yeah. No, what are they climbing up?
Not nothing catered to them.
Not if you're thirsty.
By the way, that was so funny. John drooled on himself.
saying that midget is the same as the N-word is like saying that the Jew Holocaust is anywhere... close to as lame as the Armenian.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
My friend is a...
All right, I'm sorry. It's like calling a Puerto Rican a spick. How's that?
There you go. That'll give you.
Okay.
That'll give you.
Okay.
I got a buddy of mine's a black midget, and he doesn't mind being called either of them. Actually, I call him my MIGA. So stupid.
Well, it's like the word cunt. Women hate the word cunt, but there's no real reason to hate the word cunt.
That's fine.
I think I'm I think cunt is overplayed right now.
Yeah.
I think too many people are using cunt as like a friendly term of, hey, what's up, cunt? Hey, cunt.
You know why?
That's why I want to bring twat back. I think we should bring back twat as the new low blow.
I think twat might even be more offensive.
I'll tell you, if you go by history, and how bad a word is based on the history of it being used. The word that women should hate, and I've said this on stage before.
Job.
No. Wench.
Oh.
Just think about throughout history how, wench, she's such a dirty wench. Wench is like cunt. Covered in fucking shit and
a
set
homeless
on fire. That's what it really is. Wench, the history of wench is way worse than women for women than cunt. They just, they hate the C. That's why. It's wench. If I go, oh, look at this wench over here. You'd be like, did you just call me a fucking wench?
No, I just want to call
it. Fuck you. We're done. You break up and you go blow a black guy. That's how it goes.
I think it's always going to be cunt is going to be the one that they're not going to want.
Yeah.
Am I right, Candace?
Yeah, I've never actually been called a cunt.
Not to your face. Not to your face.
I've called you one, just not to your face.
I think everybody on this show has called you
real
a cunt.
Real quick, raise your hand right now if you call Candace a cunt at some point.
Okay, well,
some
not
point.
To my face. No. Any of you have gotten
Aaron,
that mad at me.
Aaron, raise your hand. You know you did, you motherfucker.
I walked in today and he goes, where's what's her cunt?
I'd like to call Candace tonight.
Okay, now you're creeping. Now you're creeping. God damn it, Brady Matthews, you're creepy. So, Ari, while you're gone, you're touring and all that stuff, we are getting real close to NFL season. Actually, can you guys believe it's already fucking training camp? I cannot fucking believe that.
I've already joined five fantasy leagues.
How many are you in?
I usually get, I go at the end, I usually do, are in 10, you know, by the end
how
of the
many?
Year.
10?
Yeah, I like to be, because I like to at least win one so I could hang a little plaque on my wall.
Lame. Stupid. Stupid.
I'm only kidding. I just like to, the only reason I do it is because I like to practice for the paying ones. So I'll go on the free one so I just get used to, you know, who's the, it's just practice. Practice makes perfect, Ari.
When was the last time you won?
I won last year.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in fucking 45 leagues.
I know.
To the finals.
This is comedians.
Two
suddenly, the 10 sorry, becomes 45. It's like immediately the exaggeration comes in.
Jason's in a lot.
I don't know if you know that's Punch Drunk. It's an exaggerating podcast.
I'm in five.
How many?
Well, if I'm in two in Punch Drunk, if I'm in the main Punch Drunk and then my own division in Punch Drunk, then that'll and then Comedy Store and then my one back home with my buddies and then Red Zone. So that's five.
That's five. How many are you in, Ari?
Nine.
I'm in zero.
Oh well, see, look, here's the thing.
What about your staff?
Hey, Ari, the only reason I'm in that many is because I just started doing it last year.
You're lonely and you want
friends. No. So I just want to get, I'm just practicing for the, you know, so I don't look like an idiot in the money league. That's all.
So you can pay for your kids' tuition.
Yes, exactly.
Are you in a big money league one? Are you in like a $500 buy-in or anything crazy?
Yeah, I'm in one with Craig Shoemaker. That was, I think it was like a $200 buy-in, but it's not.
You should name each team one of your children, and then if you win, they get to go to private school. If they lose, they have to go to public school.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Winner goes to private school. Well, loser lives with black people.
Here's the thing, Ari. I don't know where you live, but you know. My kids went to, I stutter, so I have to say you know sometimes. My kids go to Calabasas, which is not a private school, but it's a great school. And the only way you can get your kids into the school is by buying a house for way more than it's worth. Because you got to live there to get the kids in there.
Is that where you live?
Yes.
Wow.
So the only way you can get into those schools is by going, but they go with a lot of celebrities' kids at Calabasas. It's like the Beverly Hills High of
by the way, for someone named Stuttering John, you barely stutter.
No, he stutters a lot.
I've seen him going a lot.
Yeah, he's fighting.
Oh, really?
He's doing his best. And
you know what it is?
Brady, thank you.
It's like the King's Speech. I have all these replacement words, and I'm like a walking thesaurus, so I have so many little tricks that I do that I can not stutter. On stage, I'll usually have like three or four beers just to take the edge off, and then I don't stutter too much.
I love it, dude. I love it, and I'm thankful you came on. You're adding flavor. to the show. Let's get into some football. Play something.
What am I? Some sort of D just points at me and starts singing some song I'm supposed to have queued up.
Yeah.
Hey, play this.
Are you ready for some football?
Hang on, everybody, give me 6 minutes to look up that.
Now, 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 now.
There you go. How come he can do it? He's stuttering.
Let's let him look like that.
I'm a giant. You don't stutter when you do fun jingles.
No, no. Maybe you should. Carly Simon doesn't stutter when she sings either.
Maybe you should sing everything. You're like,
and neither does Mel
Tillis.
Like
Whoppers. Thank you very much.
Of course, I used to do that.
Really?
I would call pizza places. Oh, I'll have a pie, chicken parmesan, two diet cokes,
there
with some pepperoni on. What?
Hey, Stone John, when you're boning, do you stutter while you're talking dirty? You're like, take that dick, you mother.
Nah, because I'm so excited. At that point, it's just like, suck that cock.
Oh, do you sing it? Or
you
do
said
you
that
sing
perfect.
It?
You hear that or you say that?
Do you sing it? Suck that cock. Sit on my face.
Suck that cock, little lady, and please go and swallow all my jizz down your throat.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's a really good. That's really nice.
That's actually
our football song.
Man of La Mancha.
That's our football song.
I am my John Melendez. Now suck my large cockness and swallow the jizz down your throat. Play with my deflated balls that I got from Tom Brady.
Looks like he's fingering his asshole right there.
He does look like something's happening.
It looks like he's taking
off camera, I would say.
Looks like he's on a potty.
Like he's like,
potty.
Fit this whole Tonka truck up my ass.
Wow. I think it's more of a, maybe I should jump out the window. Look at him. Maybe I really should just jump out the fucking window.
You look like Chet from Weird Science right now. Nerds. Fucking nerds.
I think that's the face Ari makes when he thinks this thought. Do I really want to be on this podcast?
Yes.
Do I really have time for Punch Drunk?
Is John singing Broadway?
90 minutes out of my day for this?
All right, Tebow, let's talk.
I'm a Giants fan.
Giants fan. Cowboys fan.
Falcons.
Falcons fans. Raiders fan. UFC fan.
What do you think?
Thank you.
All right, what do you think about Ezekiel Elliott, your rookie? Now he might be...
It's total bullshit.
She's saying, hey, this is what's been going on. It's been going on for a while. He's saying, I tried to break up with her, and she threatened to do this to me.
Yeah, he says...
Wait, what'd she say? What'd she say?
Posted a bunch of pictures of her being all bruised up, and apparently he grabbed her by her arms and threw her across the room, and she says that kind of abuse has been going on for a while. He's saying, I have text messages that say, that'll prove, that are voicemails that'll prove, when I tried to break up with her, she threatened to go public with all this.
I don't know why when people say, I have proof, just show the proof.
Yes.
Don't be like, I have it.
Yeah.
Just throw it. Now's the time.
Bam! And do it like that.
Yep. Because what happens is, like, yo, the Cowboys or your lawyers or your people or your managers go, hey, no, don't show anybody that publicly. We'll get that to the judge when we need it.
That's the
easiest
answer.
But in the time from when they say that to the time it does come out, you're guilty by associate. You're guilty in the media's eye with this girl's Facebook post with her bruises on her thing. Now, he says she got those at a fight with another woman
bar
at the club. Yes. She's saying, no, you've been doing this to me for a while. So until he presents this proof, everyone's just assuming that he's guilty. And here go the Dallas Cowboys. You know, they did Greg Hardy. They hired a woman beater before. Now they're just covering for another. You know, it's bad PR.
Cowboys have always been. The Cowboys players are what the Raiders fans are. Just kind of convicts.
It's the Michael Irvin, right?
Dude,
didn't he have
a
whole
bunch
of
problems? Did you guys hear the Charles Haley story? All right, I wanted to ask you about this. The Charles Haley would just openly beat off in front of everybody, and he'd be like, he'd like be looking at a guy and just be like talking about
your wife,
jerking this big giant dick, going, "Yeah, man, your wife is fucking hot, dude." And everyone's like,
"Yeah, that's why you got traded from the 49ers." I'm not joking.
Who would you rather have
traded him because of that?
Who would you rather have on your team? Charles Haley beating his dick, talking about your wife, or that one basketball player whose wife made him take her on every trip with her, and she had to fly on, and nobody was allowed to chill out because the wife was on the plane?
The basketball player?
Yeah.
I would rather have Charles Haley, because if it's a football team, I do not need a basketball player.
Yes.
Or that guy, what about that baseball player who brings his kids every week, and everyone's like, can you please stop?
Yeah.
It's not every day.
It's creepy as fuck.
Well, I tell you, because I agree with that, because if we worked at an office and somebody brings their goddamn two-year-old to the office every day, it's distracting to me.
Dude, you not want to bring your wife
and it's
everywhere.
Not and it's not just an office. It's like, I want to walk around in my underwear, and I want to, it's like a clubhouse. We want to say
it's not even
shit.
Just about, oh, I want to do pussy and I want to do blow left and right. I'm sick of your fucking family being in my work environment all the time.
How are we supposed to make the chicks in PR suck our dicks? What?
I want to be able to talk about blow once in a while. If I'm in a clubhouse,
I want to use profanity. I don't want to be thinking, oh, I better not
talk
the way I want to talk.
N-bombs.
It's like, trade this guy and his wife. Yeah. That's how Brent Grimes, his wife is a chippy bitch. Miko Grimes with Miami. And every time he's in a contract thing, she's chipping that, getting all loud.
Oh, see what she was saying about...
Shut the fuck up!
The owner of the Dolphins?
Yeah,
she's like,
I'm
glad that Jew took care of his Jew friends. You're like... God damn!
It's like, I'm trying to get another job here. Quit calling NFL owners a Jew, honey.
Yeah.
Please? You want to keep shopping like you do, pig? Zip it. Let my manager handle that and call him a Jew behind closed doors like the rest of the wives.
Yell Jew to the wall.
I feel like I'm at a Trump rally.
Yeah.
No, but this guy's player's football wife calls the, after they cut him, she calls the owner of the Dolphins a Jew who only takes care of his Jew friends.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think the other NFL owners are going to do while this guy's looking for a contract?
Hey, have you heard about your return specialist that they got rid of?
Who? What are you talking about?
Devin Hester.
Oh, did they cut him today?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much specialist he was now, but yeah, in his day, he was great.
All right.
I mean,
by the way, I got season 2.
He played 3 games last year.
Are you optimistic this year?
What'd you say, Ari?
Cowboys.
What'd you say? No. You got what?
Not at all.
I got Rams tickets.
Oh, I know. We did.
Yeah, you're going to the Atlanta game, I guess.
Yes, I am, bro.
So you're not optimistic about the Cowboys this year?
But I might be able to get better seats for us.
I am about the Giants.
You are?
Yeah.
What about them?
Why?
Yeah.
First of all, Eli Manning is a great quarterback.
Yes.
Was.
No, still is. Still is. He had 440 yards. Yeah, he's definitely in the top 10.
Top 10.
That's if you count interception return yards.
Then you have Odell Beckham Jr.
Sure. Yes. Good receivers.
And now they're saying that Victor Cruz might be back. And then if you have...
How long have you been waiting for Cruz? Like, you got to cut that dude.
No,
stop saying Cruz. You can't count on that.
I am holding on to
the was the last time that guy salsa danced in the end zone?
He didn't play last year.
Yeah, he didn't barely play the year
all right,
before
but
that.
Then they picked up some receivers and some defensive backs. I think they're going to be good. And plus, our division's so weak anyway,
and
Ari.
I'll
take it back. Eli Manning had a good year last year.
Let me just say something to you, John.
He did have a good year.
The reason I don't think your Giants are going to do well,
why?
And I hate to say it,
why?
And it's a little stronger than your belief and your positive thoughts,
is
that Odell Beckham was banging Khloe Kardashian. And if there's anything that ruins a team, it's the fucking Kardashian.
Khloe?
Yeah, the big Sasquatch one, the one I would fuck too, but, you know.
I bang every one of them, including Rob.
Because you know that
I thought
pussy.
She was the last Kardashian that had a penis.
No, yeah.
No, that was
you know all their pussies taste like pink lemonade. Anybody with me on that
one? No.
Yeah.
Only Courtney's.
Hold on. You don't think those girls' vaginas taste like
this? Yeah, Courtney's the hottest. Thank you. I know
Kendall's
them.
Oh, by the way, she happens to also be the only one who doesn't bang black guys.
Dude, Kendall's the hottest. Look up Kendall Jenner.
Well, first
bro.
Of all, I've known them for years. I was friends with them before they were famous. So I saw Kendall
and
Kylie when they were 7 years old.
Oh, you're so creepy, John.
She's like 20.
Well, that's why I wouldn't even include them in the thing.
Well, got to, dude. They're old enough now.
Well, okay,
By the way, when I typed in Kendall, the first thing that came up was Kendall Jenner admits she loves showing off her nipple rings.
Yeah, so that's your little babies right there. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. All right, I swear to God, I was at a Christmas party.
She lost
at
that.
At the Kardashians, and Kylie and Kendall did they're 12 and 13, or maybe 10 and 11, and they did a striptease on top of the piano, and everybody came around to watch. It was the creepiest thing I've ever seen. And Chris was, so proud of it all.
Of course.
Chris is crazy.
She's all right. She's all right, Kendall. She's not that good looking, actually.
I think so, too.
The reason she's...
Her face is weird.
Dude, when you're 19, do you know how hard it is not to be hot at 19? It's
her body's
really
great.
Fucking
her face
hard.
Is not that great.
I think she's got a great face.
It's really hard.
I look at more pictures.
I like Courtney. And by the way, I think Kim's ass is just... is just
clown.
It's clown ass, right? It's just
clown ass.
It's not hot to me. It's like an ass on an ass.
Yeah, it's like a kind of ass that more asses
that ass
come out
for
of.
You.
What?
That ass is for African Americans.
I don't care. That ass is to me not very attractive. I mean, I don't dig that big wide load.
It's just rude, John.
I'm sorry. I like Courtney. Courtney, she used to lie by the pool, and I would just sit there. But I was married. I'd be like, "Oh, he's so hot." I felt like Judge Reinhold in Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
great
just beating off to Courtney while I'm in the bathroom.
Great scene.
Is she the oldest one?
Yeah. No,
yeah. And she's like,
oh, Chloe
she's
looks
kinda...
weird, man. Chloe looks weirder than any of them.
Yeah,
I love Chloe. I love a.
Oh,
bitch.
Really?
She looks like she's.
I love
she looks
a
like
big
she's
bitch.
The Dixie
can take
chicks.
A punch.
I don't find her very attractive at all.
I bang every single one of them. Rob, Caitlin, the dog.
What if
anything.
They said you had to fuck Rob first, and mm-hmm. then you could fuck us?
No problem.
What if it said Rob got to fuck
you
and then you could fuck
stuff?
All them?
Yeah, I'd do whatever you wanted. I'm a decent lover.
Yeah.
Have you been with a man?
Not since yesterday, but I mean,
no, seriously.
I've never been with a man,
dude. Who hasn't? Seriously.
Well, anyway, our division's so weak, Ari, that I think the Giants will have a chance.
Giants have a chance. Redskins have a chance. I don't think the Cowboys have a chance.
How about
the
Eagles?
7-9, 6-10.
Eagles
How about
are
Eagles?
Enigma. They got a new coach. They got a new quarterback.
Yeah,
they got
I don't
a
think
new
they have a
back.
Chance. I'll tell you, who does have a chance?
The Sam's, Raiders.
Sam's team, because I heard. Derek Carr is going to be a great pick this year in fantasy
good.
Football
yeah,
because
he'd be a good pick.
He's going to be real good
Dude,
this
our
year.
Defense
he's
is
a good pick
evil.
Because you can
I think the Raiders might be, you know, a good team this year.
Who do you like more in our division? The fucking Broncos aren't that great this year. I mean, I know they still have that defense, but they lost a couple guys from there. They still have Von Miller, but they lost a couple key cogs in that defense. Who else? Kansas City? Suck it. They don't do shit.
Well,
that's why ain't going to do jack.
What's
and
that?
Who else is there? San Diego?
They were 7-9 last year. What are you talking about? The Broncos got a better quarterback than they had last year.
He says
they
this
have
every
a better
year.
Quarterback. Sanchez?
Manning was terrible.
Yeah, but Sanchez? Buck
yeah, he's better
Sanchez?
Than Manning was last year.
They got that Paxton.
Didn't the Broncos win the Super Bowl
Paxton
last year?
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl with a terrible quarterback. They improved.
And they lost part of their defense.
I think the Raiders were 7-9. How are you suddenly thinking they're going to be?
I'm saying they might go 10-6.
Because
and six.
They did some great defensive signing. They load up.
Sam,
they load
You love rooting for a team, saying a team's going to do better than they've ever done before.
Yes.
You guys always with your Clippers, like, they're going to go to the title this
yes.
year. They haven't gone past
yes.
the second round. You're always
All
like,
right, bandwagon guy. Guy who only likes bandwagon teams.
Yeah, the Cowboys are a bandwagon team.
Are they
Well, they were
back
in the day.
They always
come on.
Have been.
The Cowboys have always been, what, America's team?
They were when fucking.
Yeah, when you were young, you signed your team in Maryland, you decided to like a team in another fucking state.
America's team.
That was good.
America's team. I live in America.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're never there.
Yeah, you're never there. You're doing comedy
for
everybody
Mr. Sweden
else.
And Luxembourg.
If you love America so much, why don't you start telling some of your American jokes to Americans, you sellout?
Can we talk about my favorite news story of maybe the whole year?
Yes.
And then I have a big announcement coming, too.
Okay.
He did fuck a man.
Chris Sale.
Just now.
Yes.
I love that. I wanted to bring that up too. It's the best.
Chris Sale.
It's amazing. He said they threw these throwback jerseys and he's pitching.
Yes.
And he goes to the owners, he goes, "Hey, these aren't comfortable. I can't get my full rotation. They keep holding up my wrists."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you." And he goes, "You guys care more about these fucking," because like, we had this whole marketing campaign around it. He goes, "But they're not comfortable." And he goes, "You guys care more about your fucking marketing than you do about us winning." And they go, "Well, you're wearing the fucking jersey." So he goes, "All right." And he waited till batting practice, and he went into the locker room and took scissors and he cut up everyone's jerseys, every single player's teams, every single player's throwback jersey. So they had no choice but to wear either shredded jerseys, throwback, or the old regular jerseys.
I respect.
And they're like,
fuck out
in subordination, spending over five games, and no one cares.
But then let me ask you a question, Ari. Why wouldn't he just cut the sleeve on his jersey?
They'll say you can't start.
They'll find
because
him.
The point is,
they'll
it's like
him.
They were picking profits
over winning a game.
No, I get
your starting pitchers.
I get
like,
the point.
I can't throw.
Well, what they should have said is only you could wear the you know.
No,
the
they said
shirt.
They said it's holding back our players. We can't fucking get full rotation. We can't get full like that. You can't play in these things.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's hurting the team.
Yeah, no, everybody hated throwing. With
well, then I don't blame the guy. Then I don't blame him for doing it.
I
didn't know it was the whole team.
Guys were in there pissing and shit like during batting practice. Like, let me go piss, and they saw what he was doing. They must have been like, oh my god, that's crazy.
Oh, they're outside warming up, and he's like, hey man, I'm gonna go back in there and cut the fuck out of every one of these fucking jerseys. And they're like, do it, bro. Badass. Yeah. You know, every one of them's like, yeah.
What happened to the White Sox? They were killing it and then they just dropped off.
And they're not doing that bad.
Hey, Ari, who's your baseball team?
You're gonna love this.
Oh, me too, buddy.
By the way, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the pitcher.
Yo, yeah, dude, Chapman, I mean, if they can re-sign him next year, that he could be a Hall of Famer.
Wait,
but like
Cubs.
Wait, did the Yankees give somebody away?
Yeah, yep. Chapman.
We're all just chapping. I'm happy.
Yesterday.
We're doing nothing
night.
This year. We have no farm club, and this will like really help our farm team.
Oh, so we're, I guess. I,
oh,
so
you
we're
guys got
house?
A bunch of.
We got three
leaguers.
Prospects. Two of them are really good.
All I mean, right. The Cubs got prospects for days. I mean,
but
if
see,
anything
yeah.
they've had is a good farm.
The days of George Starling, of Bob Watson, and I mean, you know, they used to build the farm team. What the hell happened? They can't do that now.
George Steinberg.
Well, the Yankees built their empire, the last empire, based on like trading away their farm. And now it's like they won a lot of championships. It was great. And now it's catching up to them.
Wait a second. Wait, hold on. Trading away their farm. Bernie Williams was a farmhand. Derek Jeter was a farmhand. Mariano Rivera was a farmhand. I mean, they had a ton of farmhands.
Yeah, they got rid of a lot of players.
Yeah, but half the team was all farmhands.
And the other half was bought.
Yeah, but I can name a lot more players than that. There was so many guys who were rookies from their farm team.
Yeah.
Right now,
but they're not good.
No, I don't mean now. I'm talking about the 96 Yankees, the 97, the 98. A lot of those players, those premier players, were from the farms.
Were you rooting for the Mets?
20 years ago. Those farm players are all retired by now.
No, I know. So you're saying now.
The last run. Yeah, the last run. 2007, 2010.
Yeah, they only won in 2009.
Yeah, but I mean, those teams were built off, like, trading away.
Yeah,
their farm
okay. I agree with that. I agree players. With that. Okay. Yeah. Yes, I agree. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's fine. It was worth it. Totally worth it. But now they got
to
restart.
We were talking about a whole different, you know.
Ari, let me ask you something. In New York, I know you're not there all the time, but in New York City, do they pound on Steinbrenner's kid the way they pound on the Lakers' buses' kids?
No, here's why. Not at all. Here's why. One, because they really can't do anything. They won some titles. They were really good. They almost made the play. I mean, they did make the playoffs last year. They almost made it the year before with nothing. They're playing pretty well for what they've got. And two, the Lakers are an embarrassment. The Yankees are two games over 500. They're 4.5 out of the wild card. They're not going to make it. But they're
how do we know that? I would not give up now.
I'm not giving up, but they're not going to make it.
Someone just told Stuttering John Santa wasn't real.
Four and a half games out of the wild card, and you start fucking dismantling the team?
No, it's not even about out of the wild card. It's like, do you have a legitimate chance to win? And if not, get the fuck out.
Let me tell you something about 1978, okay, Sam?
Okay, let's hear about
Let me tell you a little story about 1978. Right. The Yankees were 14 games back in fucking September from the Red Sox. And guess what happened, Ari? The Yankees came back. They had were tied. They had a one-game playoff, and the Yankees, Bucky fucking Dent, the Yankees went on to win the fucking World Series. That's what happened.
They don't have anybody this year.
Yeah, but David Gregorius is great.
There was only four teams in baseball back then.
Come on, man. Have some faith
and
in your
no
team.
No Negroes. Mm-hmm. No Negroes back then. There were
Let me
no
tell
Negroes.
You about
Yes, there Shula was. Let me tell you about Johnson. Oscar Gamble.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story
With the worst
about...
afro in baseball.
Let me tell you about Shoeless Joe Johnson. Stole 200 bases, and that was after the games.
Let me tell you something
about... Selling them on the street, $3 a base.
Do you want to hear what a racist that Craig Nettles was, Ari?
What?
Racism is rampant
he was
in
such,
baseball.
He was such a racist, because everyone thought it was all... It was Thurman Munson, but I had a long conversation with see, now I'm stuttering.
Herman
Munson. Mickey Rivers, which, by the way, is you can only understand, like, one word out of every three, but he did tell me the famous story. There was a guy, there was a black guy with the number 9 on the back of his jersey, and I think Craig said, I think, oh, and his name was Cage. And then I go, I guess 9 is where he lives. It was cage 9. He was like, it was like the worst racist fucking thing to say.
Well, we lost our 3 black listeners. Thank you, John.
No, that was Craig Nettles is supposed to be the most racist out of that whole team. Everyone thought it was Thurman.
Who do you guys think the most racist comedian is?
Oh, I don't know.
I'd like to put my name in the hat.
I'd say Ari's up there.
Ari wants to throw his name in that. Pretty good. He's hitting 296. He's going to hit 23, 25 home runs this year, 22 home runs.
For a shortstop, that's not bad. Well,
and then the next best player hits 260.
I know, but come on. It's half the season. Just, you know, we have half the.
Now, I will say this, because I do agree with you. Your job is to put product on the field.
Yeah.
If an NFL team goes 0-4 and I got season tickets and they're like, fuck it, trade everybody, we have no chance at a Super Bowl, I'm like, what am I rooting
NFL
for here?
NFL teams don't do that.
What? Oh, my ass, they don't do that.
Name it.
Name what?
Name a team trade away a major player after like
After not making a run?
After 4 games.
Well, I mean, whatever the trade deadline
or
is.
Or whatever the trade deadline is.
Whatever the trade deadline is.
Name the one team to trade a major player.
It's super common. I'll think of one. Let me think of one. Absolutely think of one.
Now you're stuttering.
Why would there be a trade deadline? Why is there a trade deadline then? If that's never happened,
yeah, they trade right before the trade deadline. Yeah. They're like once we realize like it's coming up, like we probably don't have a shot. Then it's time. It's about 100 games. They got 60 games left. 63.
Hey,
games left.
I have a little trivia question for you. Yeah. You know what sports team? What football team has now been the most hated? Has surpassed the Cowboys as the most hated?
The New England Patriots.
There you go. The Patriots are now the most hated football team all of football.
Because they're cheaters.
And I'm happy
winners.
For that.
People hate winners. People hate the Cowboys. People hate the Cowboys.
From Spygate to, you know.
I hated the Patriots before all this shit happened. And it kind of validated me hating them. I think a lot of people that hated them
Started hating them after Tapegate. Yeah. And then this happened again, and everyone's like, oh, my God, dude. They were so nice to Peyton Manning, and they were so mean to Tom Brady. Well, Peyton Manning didn't have a fucking tape gate. People don't go to, like, another stadium and feel like they have to go outside in the hallway to talk game plan because they think the fucking Patriots are listening in the locker room. They're dirty, dude. And I know everybody's dirty, but they got caught. It's like, if you get a DUI, were you the only one probably driving drunk that night? No. You got pulled over and you flunked the test.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they pulled everybody over, DUIs would skyrocket, dude. You got caught. You got caught.
And leaving fake playbooks, and not to mention this deflate thing, which, you know what? Had it not been the 3 other incidences before that, the deflated footballs might not, everyone might be
100%.
Like, yeah, I'm sure everyone's taking a little 100%. Air out.
And what really pissed him off was that Goodell didn't drop the hammer on the filming, which is what you should have done. You're filming people's fucking plays and practices.
Yeah.
That's fucking
cheating.
And they
covered cheating. It up. They covered
didn't
it
drop
up.
Any
just
hammer
like the Democratic
on
National
them.
Convention.
And what?
And they covered
just
up.
The Democratic National Committee.
Oh, let's not bring freaking politics in. But let me just say this.
Oh, don't do it on John's podcast, please. This is
No, I just wanted to say one last thing. Tom Brady destroyed everything that was in his cell phone. That's so incriminating.
He said he didn't want people to see all the naked pictures.
Oh, bullshit.
I think I know what happened on today's show.
What?
I think Tom Brady Matthews destroyed his cell phone.
Tom Brady
And that's how...
Tom Melendez guy.
I can't believe you invited the wrong guy in. That's hilarious.
A guy showed up, though. It actually worked out fine.
And you know what? It has worked out fine.
That was the mystery wheel of guests.
Mystery wheel of guests.
Who will walk in the door?
No, it's going to be interesting because his suspension is different than, let's say, Josh Gordon. They've decided to bring Josh Gordon back. He's going to have to sit 4 games. But they're going to let him practice with his teammates because they think he needs it. But Tom Brady, like, stay the fuck home. Stay the fuck home, Tom Brady. Cleveland could be interesting, dude. Getting Josh Gordon back is really big, dude.
Top 3 receiver.
And I really do think RG3 is going to have a way better season than people think he's going to have.
I agree with you on that, too.
That Hugh Jackman, he's really good, dude. He's really good. And I think the Raiders are going to shock and awe people. I think they're going to shock and awe, dude.
Are they in Vegas yet?
Ari, you want to make a bet? Who does better, Cowboys or Raiders?
Ooh, interesting.
That's actually a pretty good bet.
That would suck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you got Ezekiel. He's going to probably do well.
I think the Raiders might go 8-8, and the Cowboys maybe 9-7, and the Cowboys are going to go 6-10, maybe 5-11, maybe 7-9.
I could see either one of you guys winning that bet.
All right,
I'm telling you, the Raiders aren't making the playoffs.
How about you? You want to go Falcons versus Raiders?
Sure. I actually would definitely take that. I think without Carolina,
Matt Ryan's a great quarterback.
Bets.
We got some serious. Oh, somebody had a good one. What was? Oh, the baseball with Brody.
What?
Who
can hit Brody?
Bag of bets. All three of us. Brody pitches at all three of us. We get five pitches. Whoever does the best. 10, whatever.
Maybe 5-5-5-5-5-5.
Whatever.
Oh, I would beat you.
But I mean, I bet Brody would strike. I'm like, can I bunt? Dude, I'll bunt five times.
I would beat you all on that.
You got to hit it out of the infield. Maybe.
Of course. But I get to see you bunting 10 times.
All right, here we go. Bag of bets.
Is this me or you or you or him? Hang on. Which one
Ari,
is this?
Ari, are you in? Are you
in? No, I'll bag and bet you the Raiders won't make the playoffs. But I'm not going to say this awful-ass Cowboys are going to do better.
All right, that's a good bet.
I'll do a bet with you and a bet with you.
All right, okay. I like so Ari's bet, Darren.
Is this Raiders make the playoffs with Ari, or is this Falcons record?
This one's first one's Falcon Raiders.
Okay, and if they tie, let's say we're both 9-7, is that a push?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let Stuttering John pick out of the hat and read it, so it'll add more drama.
Oh, okay. This
we have to wrap the show up in 30 minutes.
Here, hold the bag and let him pick.
Sure. Now you lost your one stuttering fan.
This is for Teeb and Sam, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Make a terrible $20 bet on Bet DSI. What the fuck is this? Worst underdog in the next day.
Oh. See, that's a bet you could actually win, and it helps a sponsor. You have to make the dumbest $20 bet on BetDSI.com. You're pretty much pissing $20. But, you know, let's say it's like college football time. Well, it'll be playoff game, so you like the dumbest bet, like tease the over by 40 points or something stupid. Like, we'll have to agree.
You want to do that one or you want to do another
one? How come all these bag of bets we pick out, I don't remember – forget pot, but like I don't remember it all, and it's like, what is this? When did we
did this one live on the show? Maybe it's because you've only been here once in the last 5 months.
But wait, I thought you guys were going to bet on the playoffs with the Raiders.
Oh, that's we're going to do another one. It's up to you. You want to do another one? You don't like this? Sorry.
No, that's you guys. But I just don't remember it. I would never put that in. I'd be like, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's just you have to make a stupid bet on BetDSI, which you actually could wind up winning.
Yeah. Generally, by the way, for a bag of bets, I say don't involve money because with the difference in like financial positions for all of us, money becomes less important to some than others. That's why I say. Like,
You're an asshole.
Yeah, but we.
I can't believe you said that to Jason Tebow.
No, I think he big time.
That's
both
so
of
rude.
I got it. Listen,
I think
guys,
Mr. I just bought $500 worth of mushrooms and threw them into the wind is big time in both of us.
I just pulled the
not
best one.
Time
we can use the Patreon.
I just pulled the best one. I'm sorry.
We can use the Patreon on
that. That's the one for me and Sam. For
I have a feeling he's just been going through the bag till he found something perfect.
It was the very next one.
Me and you, Sam Tripoli. Hang on,
let me write.
This is my favorite. Oh, Ken, this is the best. And I swear, it was honestly picked. I picked him. Just
go!
Anal bleaching.
Oh, I didn't know we did that.
No, can I do that with him? Can I do that with him?
Sam, that's me and you.
No, it's got to be Ari's. We got to bleach his asshole. Come on, Raiders. I've never said that before in my life.
Ari's
disgusting asshole.
I'll accept it.
Good one.
Everybody that listens to this podcast just became a Raiders fan.
I'll accept it. I'll accept it.
Everybody that listens to this podcast just became a Raiders fan to want to see your ass get bleached.
What if I bleed on the bleacher's hand?
You absolutely will.
I'll do it. I'm in. Aaron, thoughts? In studio. Aaron said
in
it
studio,
has
Aaron.
In
on
studio.
Your desk, for sure, on your
in
desk.
In studio.
Aaron says, on top of his chair, while he runs the show.
He's shaking his head so hard. All right.
So write this in the
I'm
book.
I'm writing it right now. Hey, Richie Rich. We can use the Patreon for all these bets that Sam and I can't afford $20 on.
I can afford. Why are you saying me? Because
he's saying that about us.
No, he's saying about
I'm
you.
I'm saying that money, when you add money, it's everyone who's in a different financial bracket, no matter who it is. Everybody just becomes like less and more important to some people. When I lost $10 in high school, it was like, fuck, I wanted to kill myself. It's just money is like, It's not as interesting as fucking watching every episode of Whitney. That affects everybody.
Well, you know what? Ari's right. It's not as interesting as watching you bleach your ass.
Yeah.
Ari,
write it down.
How did your
Do you want to draw a different one then? Should we draw a different
no.
one?
No.
I'm fine with that.
No, but just
oh,
in the future,
you,
don't,
yeah.
I wouldn't put anything with money
you,
in there anymore. But take that one out. Don't put that one back in.
So what? Should we not do it and just draw a different one?
No, no, no. He's not talking about anal bleaching. He's
no, I'm talking about the other one.
Oh.
Wait, by the way, hold on. Before we get to that, are we going to add back in anal bleaching but add Viagra to it?
So you're rock hard while they're bleaching your asshole? Add Viagra to it. Add Viagra and put it back in.
Yeah.
After you draw, though. After you draw.
Yeah.
Are we drawing a different one before I write
for
it?
For me and you, yes.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's an interesting bet, but it's like, I don't know. I just don't like money bets.
I'll pull it out, but we... All right, so draw this...
I would say do it since you already drew, but like... Whatever.
Well, we can draw a different one right now.
All right, wait. Then this is for what bet here? This is...
Raiders and Falcons overall wins.
Overall wins. Raiders and Falcons overall wins.
Yep.
Sam versus Tebow. Here we go.
I'm so scared.
Donut time. Dressed like a tranny
on
Santa Monica
no!
Boulevard. Donut time!
Oh, no!
Ari likes that one way more.
Fuck!
I'm so glad I didn't give the other one to you guys.
Oh,
that's way worse.
This is the only one I want to see. I don't want to see the anal bleach.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll
now,
do it.
Here's very
do
important.
Because you already agreed when we put it in.
Yeah, but this one was yours in. We put in there.
I'll do it.
Now, it says on here...
You're friends anyway, Sam.
Now,
what? You're going to hang with your buddies.
Yeah, no. Sam's like, I'll go hang out with the guys.
That's true. I know a couple of them.
It says on there, terms to be determined. So let's determine the terms. How long do we have to be there?
Yeah,
what
20
we...
minutes.
20
no
minutes?
No way, 20 minutes.
1 hour. Like a long time. 1 hour.
No, I was thinking 3 hours.
No, 1 hour.
So 20 minutes stop to go to get
one
donuts.
Hour.
Time.
1 hour.
This podcast is brought to you by Donut Time. Donut Time, when you're looking for donuts and also want to get fucked by some tranny.
Oh, why are you digging in and looking like Benji right now? Seriously, 1 hour, walking the boulevard. It's going to be so
In drag.
Yeah, yes, yeah, he's got to be dressed like a tranny.
No going inside.
You can get donuts.
No, then it adds
no, it
to the
closed.
Hour.
They closed because it used to be our sponsor on International Bad
they
Boys.
They closed?
But they closed. Donut Time's closed.
What?
It's a tragedy.
But it'll be high heels, right? It's got to be high heels.
Well, dude, it's comfortable, dude. Come on.
You can wear pumps. You can wear pumps.
All right, pumps.
All right, I got an announcement.
I don't know what pumps are, by the way.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
I got an announcement. Now that we're doing Bag of Bets, and I got to write down yours, your guys' is anal bleaching live on the show on Aaron's desk.
Okay, yes.
He's so mad.
Brought to you by Al Madrigal, who approves of everything.
I can't wait for this season now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's so funny?
And that is if Raiders make the playoffs, that's it.
Yeah. Sam, when's the
wild
last time the
Raiders made the playoffs? Includes wild card.
Yeah. Playoffs. Sam, when's the last time the Raiders made the playoffs?
Like 12 years ago.
That
can't be that true.
Wow.
Oh, he's
is that right?
Ari's peeing.
He usually
can
shits
you look that up?
For people. What did you ask?
last time Raiders made the playoffs, Oakland Raiders. Yeah.
Hey,
It was the Super Bowl where they got lit up.
That was the last time by Tampa Bay.
You went to the Super Bowl and then done? You were so shell-shocked from getting lit up in the Super Bowl, they never went back to the playoffs?
Yep.
Wow.
They're like, this isn't fun. We've been to the Super Bowl. It's no fun. Let's just stay here.
It's so weird because I just had Tabitha Stevens on my podcast. Ari, I only bring it up because she did the anal bleaching thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So you should have her on to do the commentary. All right, this is what you do now.
Oh, hey.
How long does an anal bleaching take?
As long as it takes, man.
Well, that's what I mean. You can have her on and ask her all this stuff.
Oh, wait, who? I thought you said Brody Stevens. I was saying name drop.
Tabitha Stevens.
Oh.
She's a porn star, but she's on my podcast actually on tomorrow. I podcast one.
For 13 years.
But she did the anal bleaching, so you might want to have her call in, Sam.
That's a – dude, that –
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's rough. Oh, so anyways.
And you wanted me to pick out the bag, so it was your suggestion. So you might have just called your own ass.
So when you put the anal bleaching black in, did you put back in?
Yeah.
Did you add Viagra?
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Well, that's.
But I mean, it's like,
Viagra for the anal bleacher? Or the.
Wait, we can't make a professional take Viagra.
Does the. Does the winner get to give the loser the anal bleaching?
No, it's done. I made the deal. I don't want it. I don't want that.
Ari, you
I mean, we can help. We can assist.
I'm not doing it.
You could hold his ass cheeks open if he loses.
Nope.
What do you want, Sam? You want a whole ass bleach, or you want someone to hold it open?
I want nope. It's a professional done. You guys, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, no.
I would never trust you.
I mean, I don't know how professional the bleach is going to be when they're coming into a live podcast studio to do it.
On top of Aaron's desk.
I got to leave early. I'm sorry.
What are you all going to the Raiders are going to lose?
No. We're going to do well, but I do have to leave early.
Here, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So is this over now?
Are you saying that we all have to go? Or are you saying you're leaving?
What do you got to go do?
I got a writing gig I gotta go take.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Good. Which gig?
The 2-for-1 tacos is over at 3. He's gotta get over there.
All right. Let me just say something right here, okay, Ari? Yep, because I just want to clear something up. I wasn't condoning Craig Nettles saying that. Oh, you know, that's where the guy
lives.
That's
too late, dude.
I wasn't condoning it.
Talking about on Twitter. Oh, like, why is John laughing at racist shit?
No, I was just saying
John,
that
you're done.
Greg was the big racist, not Thurman Munson. That's all I was saying.
Oh, okay.
They're like, hey, man, this Brady Matthews.
I don't condone any
kind
of racism.
Do you think this is the end of PTI and we discuss what we said wrong?
Well, I was just – I just don't want you to lose your three, you know, listeners, and I don't want to be Miss
– Oh, no, they don't care. Our listeners don't care.
I mess up every week.
But I wasn't saying that – I was just saying that Craig Nettles was –
God, when you get angry, that's the best.
I love it because he doesn't stutter. He flusters. It's
in heaven, it's just going to be you just stuttering the whole time. Me just
– All right, I got an announcement out about Bag of Bets.
Okay.
After there's two Bag of Bets that were unpaid, one of them being Whitney, which took me 10 years to do, but finally did it. There's only one thing that is unpaid, and courtesy of the Fight Nanny, courtesy of, who was it that did it? That's, I'm trying to remember the name. Doesn't even matter. But, John Smith, bro.
Cody Slaughter.
Sent this gold. Yeah. Sam Tripoli has to wear this for one set.
Okay. I'll do it when tomorrow night.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, just store. You only had to wear it one set.
I'll wear
no
it
mention.
But
it.
You can't say
but anything. But you can't mention it.
All right.
And you can't like wear like a cape or a
barrel.
At what time?
Because
11:45.
You have an 11:45 set tomorrow?
At the Comedy Store.
I'm coming.
All right. I'm sure you are.
I'm
all
definitely.
Over the Black Hawks.
Do you want to be my date?
And we could probably throw that in a nice raffle.
You're smooth like gravel. You really are.
We could probably all sign the heart and then throw that in the raffle afterwards.
Yeah.
That'd be a something nice little.
We should sell these on. We should sell these on the Punch Drunk fucking merch site.
People would buy it.
I Heart Black Cock.
It's like a nice gag gift.
It's a nice gag gift.
Tomorrow,
will you model this for the website?
Yeah, we'll take a photo of me in it right now.
I'm going to the...
take your top off and do it real quick.
I'm going to see Jason Bourne.
Oh, you were not serious?
No, I was serious. I'm just getting Boner City. Only kid. Guys, that's about it.
Oh, could I just plug where I'm going to be?
Right. Yeah, of course, plug.
No plugs.
No, just I have Tabitha Stevens and Eddie Ift on my
podcast.
What's
the name of the podcast?
The Stuttering John Podcast, Love
where
Romance.
Where can they find it?
Love, Romance, and Other Lies on podcast1.com and iTunes. And go to stutteringjohnmelendez.com for dates.
John. Well, John, for our replacement guests, you did really great.
Thank you. And that's Stuttering John M on Twitter because he won't verify me because there's a conspiracy.
All right, did you hear some of the gigs I got? I'm at the Face Punchline on April Fool's Gold.
Where is that again?
The Face Punchline. It's over in
Dover.
Yeah, it's in Dover. Then I'm at Dewey Dessa Bookstore signing autographed copies of the Bible.
That'll be so proud.
And I'm at Puke's House of Farts all month. And then I'm at Heckler's in Detroit on Bring Your Own Weapons Night. And then I'm at Suicide Bombers in Fallujah for their big reopening. I guess something happened there that they had to close for a while. But anyways, I'm sure it'll go good this time, guys. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, thanks for having me on accidentally. But,
John, you're always welcome. Brady, you're always welcome, John.
Anytime, Brady.
That's hilarious. You're like, I was going to say thanks for welcoming me, but you really
Brady
didn't.
Matthews, you really crushed it today.
Surprising what a stutterer and a racist Brady Matthews is after today's show.
I'm not a racist, dude. I was just telling a story.
Brady is.
We didn't even get to the
UFC. And you know what?
UFC.
It might not even have been Craig Nelson. It could have been somebody else.
We didn't even get in the UFC.
Did you watch the UFC 20?
Yeah, it was great.
That was a really good
Holly
card
Holmes
for free.
Problem is this. She's a pick and pop person. She doesn't engage. And the reason she did so well against Ronda Rousey, because Ronda Rousey was retarded, thought she was invincible, and just kept moving forward, which allowed her to do her counter punching.
Right.
Nobody else is doing that with Holly. They know not to engage her like that, and she does. She's not a fighter. I mean, she's a fighter, obviously, but she's not.
Nobody else. You're talking about someone who's 3-2.
Well, but what I was saying earlier before the show started, Ari, is like, if you watch that, did you watch 20? You were probably on mushrooms.
No,
some
no, I got the recap. I got the recap.
Well, I just think that, you know, to your point, which was valid a year or two ago, that there's no parity in that division because it's one person and a bunch of fucking tomato cans. Now we're kind of starting to see, well, she can beat her, and she can beat her, and she can beat her. I mean, five people, that belt has changed hands four times in a year.
What I really wanted to see from the females was, like, a well-rounded game.
That's what I've been seeing, though. Person. A lot of these female fights, I've really been seeing some great striking.
The girl who's
some...
a champion now is, I think, fights the most polished. Like, Amanda Nunes is her name.
Striking.
She's the most well-rounded out of all the girl fighters we've seen so far. Most of your female fighters are like Chuck Liddell. They're one skill set. They're one-dimensional.
Exactly. It looks like watching Olympic kickboxing match or Olympic wrestling.
This girl, she pushes forward. She attacks. By the way, the UFC lists Robbie Lawler as 5'11". I've been by Robbie Lawler. He's not 5'11". Not even close.
What
He's
is it?
5'9", maybe.
Oh, they may. Why does every sport do that, by the way? Why does every NFL, why does every college fucking program, when you look, they're like, oh, he's 6'5", and then you meet him, he's like, dude, I'm 6'1", and we're eye to eye. Why do they lie about it?
Momo Jones. I don't know. Who do you like?
Because they don't want Candace to call him a midget.
Rob Lawler versus Tyron Woodley. Who do you like?
T-Ron.
You like T-Ron in that?
No, I'm saying it's pronounced T-Ron.
T-Ron Woodley? T-Rex Woodley?
Lawler.
Lawler? Who do you like? All right.
Ari.
Fight Nanny, who do you like?
I think Lawler's going to win.
I love Lawler.
It's great,
I don't think Lawler gets enough respect
as
the fighter that he is.
I go with Lawler.
Everybody, just every fight he's in is a war. The kid's going to be
retarded. When is that happening?
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
I don't really care.
That's 202?
No, it's 201. 202 is the Nate Diaz fight.
Nobody's really talking about 201 that much. It's amazing. Well, 200 and 202.
202, 203, because 203 is Miosic in Cleveland, so heavyweight champ at his hometown.
Oh, versus Overeem.
And versus Overeem, and it's also CM Punk versus Mickey Gall.
Mickey Gall.
So it's CM Punk's debut and loss, and it's also the title, heavyweight title fight. So that's 203. People are excited about that. Everyone's excited about McGregor and Diaz rematch. Hopefully Diaz kills him. And 201's just like,
LeBron.
When all these other fights started getting fucked up and people had to drop out and they like were moving people around, something had to come out of something. And 201 was what they were picking at. And now it's just left. It's like the leftovers.
Yeah.
It's like this fight and then like the
buzzards.
Leftovers. You know?
Yep. What a good time.
All right, well. I gotta go and.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for having us on your podcast.
No, yeah, I know. I got a podcast to accidentally appear on.
Okay. Ari, have fun in Montreal. Say hi to everybody. Great show, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking burnt. I gotta go do some writing on something. So
this
love you.
Dedicated to Chris Sale.
Just dedicated to Chris Sale. We loved
True
you.
Hero.
We loved everything.
I loved it.
And we will talk to you. What?
Oh, you're so nice.
Oh, what birthday kid?
Shut up, Nanny.
Casper Rothball, happy birthday to you,
Casper
buddy.
Casper who?
One of our biggest fans. He's always been there since day one. Tweets at us all the time, so happy birthday to your brother.
Happy
and
birthday,
maybe go
brother.
Check out Ari. Ari's going into the Scandinavia zone, so maybe he'll come check you out.
Casper, we love you, dude. Happy birthday.
Suck it.